Are you ready for some football? A Friday night party? Yes, sir, this is old Dan. And I'm here to get this whole thing started. Here comes the hits, the bangs, the blocks, and the spikes. Cause all my rowdy friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys, let the football fly.
And welcome to Playoff Football on a Friday night. Greg Brandon along with Mo Bell here at District 3 South Stadium. Around here they like to call it the Corral. Tonight the South Point Stallions continue the drive for five, trying to set or make history and win five state championship football titles. Tonight, though, they've got a test as the Daniel Lions roll into the Corral. And Mo Bell, you look at these two teams on paper and they're almost identical, and I do mean they're almost identical. South Point 10-1. Daniel 9-1. You look at offensive production, defensive production, and they're almost identical.
Both teams have won their beaten their opponent by an average of 26 points. Both teams average 45 points of offense. It's just an amazing stat. There's a slight difference in that South Point is more likely to run the ball. They run the ball 62% of the time, and Daniel's more likely to pass the ball. Unusual, but they pass 53% of the time. So a little bit of the air raid. Offensive coordinator is Paige Wofford, who was at Northwestern back in the air raid days a few years back. So we're looking for a wide open game, Greg, with lots of offense and lots of points.
Well, you might be familiar with the South Point Stallions. Talik Steele will lead the offense. On defense, of course, Savion White. For the Lions, Venables, does that name ring a bell? Starting quarterback, he's a junior, Tyler Venables, is all world for this team. He is the man who makes the motor go, responsible for 42 touchdowns this season, more than a third of the Lions' offensive production. And Venables, you care to answer the mystery?
Let me give you one more stat to add
to
it. He has passed 188 times this year, but has only thrown two interceptions. That's a smart quarterback with good judgment.
And the reason he's smart, his father is?
Well, the head defensive coordinator for Clemson Tigers, and we all love our Tigers. We love our Gamecocks. But Coach Venables has a quality of being a head coach at a lot of big-time places. If you follow Clemson football, you know that. So Greg and I were talking. We think when he was 10, 12 years old, he's sitting around the dinner table learning everything there is to know about football.
Son,
and he brought that with him.
This is a cover two, okay, and here's how you recognize cover two. Yeah, you can only imagine what those conversations would have been around the Venables dinner table indeed. And tonight I think it's going to be really interesting to watch Tyler Venables do his thing. Very efficient, as you mentioned. As a team, the Lions don't turn the ball over. So tonight for the South Point Stallions, they're going to have to be very efficient. They're going to have to be good with the ball. They're going to have to try to avoid the penalty problems that have plagued them. They're going to have to play fast, and they're going to have to play physical because, again, the Lions play this zone read, kind of this spread offense, and so they're going to want to push the ball down the field. And Venables, as we mentioned, doesn't just throw the ball. He runs the ball. He's the team's leading rusher, nearly 600 yards on the ground, and has rushed for 20 touchdowns. So he is literally a dual threat.
Which means if you're the defensive coordinator, you're going to put a lot of energy and thought and practice into stopping Venables. You do that, and you're probably going to win the game. Let me go back to the turnover. South Point has 18 this year. That's probably normal for most teams. 12 interceptions, 6 fumbles. Daniel has 6 fumbles, 3 interceptions for 9 total. Craig, is that because they're so careful, or have they just gotten the bounce the right way, or could this be the night that they have 2 or 3 interceptions? Because one would argue South Point's defensive backs are as good as any in the state, 4A, 5A, whatever. Could this be the night that he gets a little shook up by these South Point defenders?
Well, certainly for the South Point Stallions, they hope that's what the deal is. Absolutely. I think it just speaks probably to really good coaching and the fact that they pay a lot of attention to not making those mistakes and hanging on to the ball. So the team captains have met at midfield. They're about both teams about ready to take the field. We're going to step away, and when we come back, it's round two playoff action. Right here at District 3 South Stadium between the Stallions and the Lions. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Marion Manheim.
The sense of community, and you're really part of the community as a whole.
It's wonderful, and it's kept me going.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence, and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
Now, welcome back to the Corral as the South Point Stallions take the field, getting ready to tee it up. Playoff round two action between the Stallions and the Daniel Lions. Daniels traveled about 2.5 hours from central South Carolina, which is right outside of Clemson. So they had a road trip to get here today. We'll see if the bus trip was a benefit or a negative for them as they take the field. And it looks like the South Point Stallions indeed are going to kick off, and the Lions offense will be on the field first. Stallions tonight wearing black pants, black socks, their red home jerseys, the familiar silver helmet with the Stallions logo on the side. Tonight the Lions are in their white away jerseys, light yellow pants and gold helmets, almost got a UCLA look with light blue or medium blue numerals, which are really hard to see from the press box. So I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun as the night goes on. Mo, quickly, what do you think are the keys to the game for the South Point Stallions in order to advance tonight?
Well, of course, you got a duo running back of Joe Irvin and Maurice Whitlock. If they continue running as they have, then South Point is unbeatable. But you know that defensive coordinators, defensive guys are thinking, how do you stop them? So if they can get going, and if Tyleek's still a quarterback, does not make mistakes, I look for South Point to put some points up.
All right, so Omega Blake's got the ball teed up on the South Point 40-yard line. Stallions will be moving left to right as you listen to this game. Back deep for the Lions, Hack Hamilton, and I believe his brother, Javaris Hamilton. So the Hamilton brothers will get this game started. Blake has the ball teed up, gets the go-ahead, puts his right leg into it, an over-ender right down the middle of the field, and this will be Hack Hamilton at his own 15-yard line, moves right up the middle of the field, looks for a block. He's going to carry it out, be just shy of the 30. Actually, the referees will mark it at the 30, and that's where the Daniel Lions will get us underway here at the Corral tonight.
I should also mention, Greg, that the team that wins the turnover battle will likely win this game tonight, too. We could see a lot of points tonight. This could be a high-scoring game.
So we talked about him just a little bit earlier. Tyler Venables, the son of Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables. Lions run a zone read option, four wide receivers out on the field, two to each side. The running back is Keandre Sims. Sims gets the ball right up the middle. Going to be a short gain as the Stallions defense rallies. Be a gain of about two. It'll be second and long.
And again, Daniel puts the ball in the air a lot. They only run the ball 47% of the time, but they'll likely try to test the South Point's defensive line to see if they can get some momentum up front.
All right, so we'll call it a gain of three, second and seven now from the 33-yard line. Venables throws right, quick out, incomplete, and excellent coverage on the far side by Jalen Mahoney for the Stallions. It'll be third and seven for the Lions.
You know, we always watch the line of scrimmage. That's pretty key. But this is also a game when you watch the quarterback and you watch the pass defense of South Point. Can their man-to-man coverage hold up with this high-flying passing offense?
Starting defensive line for the Stallions, Manning, Aldridge, and Heath. The linebackers, White, Davis, and Corbin. And then five DBs, Mahoney, Shannon, Stevenson, Davis, and Frazier McClure. Venables drops straight back, dumps it off underneath. And that's going to be a first down for the Lions. Nothing fancy there. Venables looked downfield and then just fed it underneath to Jay Benson for the first down.
Little flare pass on the right side. And, Greg, it does appear South Point's adjust their defense to go against a passing game. Only three linemen rushing on that play.
Three down linemen, three linebackers, a 3-3-5. Feet up the middle, and that is Sims. Short gain again. We'll call it a gain of three. It'll bring up a second and seven. Looks like the Lions want to go ahead and try to balance this out. Actually, they'll give them, yeah, about three on the play. Ball's marked at the 44-yard line. Early in this one, 10:55 to go in the first quarter. No score between the Stallions and Lions. Lions on their first drive. Venables will work out of the shotgun. Sims just to his right. Venables wants to throw, drops back, looks right, throws right. And the wide receiver slipped and fell down, and he was looking for his favorite target, Hack Hamilton, who's the leading receiver for the team. He's got 621 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns, but incomplete. Another third and long for the Lions.
Ball thrown extremely hard, but also very high and uncatchable if he had not slipped.
Stallions defense look like they're playing zone. Now the DBs roll up, pressure right up the middle, trying to set up an inside screen. It's picked off by Dorian Manning. Dorian Manning down the left side. He's got blockers. Manning's at the 10. Manning at the 5. Touchdown, South Point Stallions. Dorian Manning picks off a pass by Tyler Venables. 6 points for the South Point Stallions.
Wow. Threw it. It was a flare pass on the right side. There were several receivers, several defenders in the area. Bone just wasn't thrown on target, thrown a little high, pretty much right into his hands, and pretty good job of running, not blazing speed, but he followed a few blockers and found himself into the corner of the end zone, Greg.
Yeah, Dorian's not going to beat too many people to the lunch counter, but I tell you what, he did what he needed to do. He kept it right down that left sideline. He was in the right place at the right time. The Lions are trying to look to set up a little inside screen. Dorian put his hands up, did a nice job controlling the ball. Now this will be the point after attempt. Here's the hold. The kick is up. And the kick is good, so the Stallions defense get South Point on the board first with 10:31 to go in the first quarter. Stallions 7, Lions nothing. You're listening to High School Playoff Football here on the OTS Sports Network.
Imagine if the only way you had to get from room to room in your home was to crawl through ducts. Ugh. Mitsubishi Electric gives you a better way. With room-by-room temperature control, lower energy bills, and no new ductwork. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Make comfort personal.
Call AirTech, 327-7100.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Don't risk driving with a damaged windshield or a broken sunroof. We can service all your auto glass needs. This is Wade Baker with Baker Auto Glass Repair in Rock Hill. All our installations are guaranteed not to leak. Call me at 230-1996 or BakerAutoEnterprises.com. Look for the mustache.
So Omega Blake with another kickoff right down the middle of the field. This one's going to go to Jafaris Hamilton. He scoops it up at his 10-yard line. Now moves left, cuts back to the right, out across the 30. Nice move there. Out to the 33, 34-yard line. Lions back out on offense after Tyler Venables threw a pick six to Dorian Manning. Again, nothing fancy there. Dorian, just good assignment football.
Well, he's thrown 5 passes, Greg, and one of them on target, but the other 4 have been off target. So don't know if he's having trouble with the footing or what. May just be a little bit anxious here in this important game.
4 wide receivers on the field for the Lions, 2 split to each side. Venables will work out of the shotgun. Sims just to his left. Now Billy Bruce comes in. Bruce goes in motion to the right. Venables looks right, wants to throw right, throws over to Bruce. Bruce catches the ball behind the line of scrimmage. A nice job by Jalen Mahoney out there. No gain on the play. Good defense.
Sideways pass, and that's when you want your one-on-one coverage, and you're hoping your receiver can just outmaneuver the defender, but no way on that. When he caught the ball, contact was made before he could even look upfield.
Bruce stays in the game at running back. He's just to the right of Venables. 3 wide receivers to the near side. Venables keeps over the right side. He's got room across the 40, almost out to the 45 before he is hit there. Very close to the line to gain. A nice 9-yard, almost 10-yard run by Tyler Venables.
And as Greg mentioned earlier, leading rusher on the team. And he just sort of tucked it and went down. He didn't look like a quarterback running the ball. He looked like a running back, stuck his head down. And I think he's a little short. The refs may measure
this. Well, we might get a measurement on this. High School Football Playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by James River Equipment, your local hometown John Deere dealer, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and by Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. Counsel with the person you know and trust. We appreciate all the sponsors of South Point Stallion Playoff Football.
And be sure to stay tuned for highlights and scores from tonight's statewide playoff games with Stephen Stone. It's all coming up on the Hospitality Heating and Air Halftime Report. Lots of good games in the area. We got a lot of 5 teams. Everybody in York County is playing, plus York. It's sort of neat if you're a football fan in York County to see this this kind of good football being played this time of year.
A lot going on this Friday night for sure, and we're going to have a good one here. Stallions up early with 9:51 to go. A first down for the Daniel Lions, so they have the ball at their own 44. Fresh set of downs. Venables works out of the shotgun, three wide receivers to the near side. Bruce just to his right. Venables is going to hand it off to Bruce right up the middle. Bruce is hit at the line of scrimmage. That D-line of Manning, Aldridge, and Heath doing a terrific job inside along with White, Davis, and Corbin. Tough sledding up the middle of that Stallions defense.
Yeah, as we mentioned, three down linemen, but that gives you an extra linebacker, and that doesn't mean the linebackers can't tackle. You know, they're reading the quarterback and the plays, and you're not necessarily giving up running defense with only three down linemen.
Second and nine now. Four, five wideouts. Venables drops straight back, wants to throw left, does throw left, has a receiver who drops the ball. That was Hack Hamilton, and almost close to being a backwards pass, but Hamilton looked like he had some room, had some defenders coming his way, but the ball bounces out of his hand. It's going to be third and long, third and nine now for the Daniel Lions from their own 45.
And Hack Hamilton beat on the ground. He knew he should have caught it. It was on target. And he had one-on-one defender in front of him, but he surely would have gotten 5 or 8 yards if he had hung on to the ball.
Keep your eye on number 96, Rontarius Aldridge, 7.5 sacks on the year. Venables drops straight back. Here comes the pressure. Throws the ball down the right sideline. Picked off, but I believe that was out of bounds, so that'll be an incomplete pass. And guess what? Who was providing the pressure? Number 96, Rontarius Aldridge, forced Venables to speed up his throw, and Venables threw it out of bounds.
Actually,
fourth and nine.
Actually hit him as he released the ball. No flag on it, but made sure he knew the quarterback knew that he was coming his way.
Well, and the quarterback, Tyler Venables, is also the punter. So he will stay on the field to handle the punting duties. And then back deep for the Stallions is Isaac Ross. Ross stands at his own 25-yard line. Venables stands at his 32. Takes the snap and punts the ball away, kind of a low-line driver. And it bounces at about the 25-yard line inside the 20 and then settles in right at about the 19-yard line. So the South Point Stallions, their offense on the field for the first time, but they have a lead 7-0 with 8:54 to go in this game. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Baker Auto Enterprises. Let us fix that cracked windshield. And by Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning of Rock Hill, the most comfortable call you can make. And I got to spend some quality time with the Hospitality Heating and Air guys, who we had a little problem with our HVAC, and they came out and made it all right. So again, from the 19-yard line, the South Point Stallions led by junior Talik Steele. Steele will work out of the shotgun, puts the ball right to Joe Irvin, drove over and over the left side, and that's just power running, and that'll be a gain of 6 yards on the play.
And Joe Irvin's just been outstanding, 8.8 yards per carry. I'm going to give you another amazing fact about Joe. 196 carries, zero fumbles. I hope I did not
do not jinx him. Four wide receivers on the field, and now Irvin also comes out to the right side. Talik Steele wants to throw, looks left, pumps, now pulls it down. Now Steele's going to run. He's tripped up just over the line of scrimmage. That'll be a gain of about two, bringing up a third and short.
Well, he was looking for receiver not there. And good job. If the receiver's not open, just get what you can, and that's what he did. Third and short should be manageable for South Point.
Ball at the 28-yard line. They need to get just over the 29 for a first down. 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Stallions lead thanks to a defensive pick six. Four wide receivers on the field. Steele wants to throw, now has to pull it down. Here come the Lions. Steele runs into the back of his own player, but he's going to have enough. He keeps the legs churning out across the 30, and now a big scrum out to the 33-yard line. Again, Steele, nice job pulling the ball down, didn't see what he wanted, was able to use his legs to get the first down.
Well, he rolled right, wanted to throw to Maurice Whitlock a short pass, and Maurice was there, but there were other defenders sort of in the area, so he did a smart thing and got the sure first down with that 5-yard gain.
First and 10 now for the Stallions from their own 34-yard line. Steele will work out of the shotgun, hands off to Irvin. No, he keeps it, now throws it wide, an incomplete pass. Trying to do a quick little bubble screen to the outside. Isaac Ross not able to handle that. It'll be second and 10.
Well, you're talking about a good job of coaching. That was well scouted by the Daniel Lions. If he had caught the pass, there were three defenders in the area. Would have been negative yardage. Good thing he didn't catch it.
So two wide receivers are split to the each side. Irvin, the running back, he's going to get the ball. He looks right up the middle, breaks one tackle, breaks another one. Irvin is off to the races in Lion territory. He's at the 30. It's a foot race. Can they catch him? No! Joe Irvin! Irvin goes 66 yards for a stallion score. What an explosion by the little Joe Irvin.
Well, we've seen it all year long. It's simply amazing. He is much, much better than he was last year. He was good last year. He's put on some weight. He's gained some strength. And Greg and I talking, has vision. He has balance. He's a big-time player. A lot of people just don't know it.
And when I say little Joe Irvin, I'm not trying to be demeaning at all. He's this compact little body, patient run, and then he put his foot in the ground, and he was gone. And the Lion defense, they even a corner with an angle could not get there.
Just like happened last week with Walla Holla, just happened like what happened against York the week before. Everybody's looking at him from behind on those runs up the middle.
Wyatt grant them out to attempt the point after. Maurice Whitlock is the holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up. And it is good. So with 7:22 to go in the first quarter, the Stallions extend their lead as the offensive team hits with a big strike. 14-0, Stallions lead over the Lions. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short-term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. And we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
Hey, Rock Hill, we're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Well, for the third time in this short game, Omega Blake kicks off to the Hamilton brothers. Hack's going to take it at about his six, right up the middle in between the hash marks, looking for a block. Hit once, breaks one tackle, spins out across the 30. Hamilton is still loose across the 40. And finally, the South Point Stallions special team, and we have a flag down, and that may be a horse collar, so they may add extra yardage onto the end of that, which is going to give the Daniel Lions a terrific, terrific field position start for their third possession.
And that tackle was by Omega Blake, sophomore quarterback. That's also the punter. I think Coach Trey Heron has said he's athletic. I just want to get him on the field. So he's doing it all, even the kicking thing.
So indeed, they will add 15 on, and I think it was either a horse collar or a face mask. So the Daniel Lions will start this drive in South Point territory at the South Point 45-yard line, trailing 14-0. South Point, both sides of the ball, offense and defense, have scored. The last one, just a burst from Joe Irvin, 66 yards. So here comes Tyler Venables. Sims, just to his right, comes in motion. Venables throws to the left side to Sims. Sims has to tiptoe out of bounds, and he may have lost a yard or just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Actually, that was a loss of one on the quick little pass.
It looks like they really like this flare pass to the side, which means they're counting on the runners to get yardage after they catch the ball. The real surprise, he has not thrown the ball down the field, but twice.
Four wide receivers on the field. This time Venables is going to keep it. Comes around the left side. He's got room across inside the 40 to the 35. And right now, that has been the play that has worked for the Lions, and that's Tyler Venables hanging on to the ball as he carries all the way down to the 30. That's going to be a 16-yard run.
Well, he's carried the ball more than any other body on the offense. Averages 6 yards a carry. That's pretty good.
Venables will work out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to each side. Ball on the near hash mark. Venables hands off to Sims right up the middle. Sims has a little bit of room and then is quickly gobbled up by the Stallions defense. That'll be a gain of 4 on the play, bringing up 2nd and 6.
Good place to be, though, Greg. They're 8-for-10 field goals this year, but I think these are the guys that they're going to be in 4-down territory unless they get inside the 20. So they've got 3 downs to get this next 7 yards.
So they call that a gain of 3, 2nd and 7 now from the South Point 27. Venables out of the shotgun. He's got to keep it, follow his running back into the line. Venables breaks through to the second level. Nice run by Tyler Venables. And again, right now, Venables is providing the juice for the Lions offense. Another first down.
Well, Venables, he seems to have really good vision, more like a running back. He doesn't run like a quarterback who sort of tips toe to look for a hole. He just sees a second of a hole and goes.
First and 10 from the 17, a quick bubble screen out to the outside, out to Brenton Benson. Benson makes a couple of nice moves down inside the 10-yard line, so it's going to be 2nd down and short. And it looks like Benson may be injured. He's down. So we've got an injury timeout on the field. We'll step away. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Get superior comfort and energy saves with a high-efficiency Tempstar communicating home comfort system featuring the energy-managing Observer wall control.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. When it comes to residential and land purchases here in Rock Hill, my dad's a pretty smart guy. He's also very good at preparing wills, home equity, and estate planning.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Molly Augenstein and Marion Manheim.
The Y gives so much back to the community.
You'll have no idea what's going to happen to change your life for the better.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Mitsubishi Electric Systems can heat multiple rooms or just one room at a time with no ductwork, while cutting energy bills by up to 30% versus traditional HVAC. Plus, they offer superior allergen filtration.
Call AirTech, 327-7100.
6:13 to go in the first quarter here at the Corral. South Point Stallions lead the Daniel Lions 14-0, but the Lions are on the doorstep and they are threatening. Second and two at the Stallions' 8-yard line. So far, Tyler Venables on the ground has been the biggest threat for the Lions. Four wide receivers on the field, two split to each side. Keandre Sims is the lone running back, and he lines up just to the right of Venables. Venables waits for the whistle. There it is. He'll work out of the shotgun. Now he looks over to the sideline to get the call. He's got 20 rushing touchdowns on the season, does Venables. There's the snap. Venables is going to keep over the right side. He's got a block. He's inside the 5-yard line, and that's just a little powered lead coming out of that. Not even a zone read option. It's just that's run all the way, and that's a first down inside the 5. It'll be first and goal from the 3.
That was run all the way. You're right, Greg. There was no option of that. He just knew he was going to the right, found a hole, and went through it.
Venables out of the shotgun. Same thing. He's going to follow his running back, and Venables will go into the end zone. And the Daniel Lions capitalize on excellent field position, a 45-yard drive, and they are in the end zone with 5:44 to go in the first quarter.
Did it all on the ground. There was a flare pass on the side. I think they gained no yardage. Might have lost a couple yards. Other than that, it was all Venables. Maybe one run by one other back, but South Point's going to have to find a way to key on him. They've got 3 down linemen and 4 linebackers. They're going to have to find a way to adjust to his good running.
So the Lions go 45 yards in 7 plays, capped off by a 3-yard plunge by quarterback Tyler Venables. And as Mo was just saying, I mean, the Stallions defense will need to figure that out. Here's the point after attempt. The snap, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 5:44 to go, the Lions are on the board. 14-7 is our score here at District 3 South Stadium. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on the OTS Sports Network.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
And welcome back to the Corral. 14-7 is our score. The Stallions are up by 7. But the Daniel Lions just punched it in after a 45-yard drive. And now they will get ready to kick it in the direction of Joe Urban, who is back deep. Clay Moore will kick off for the Lions. Still in the first quarter, 5:44 to go. And it is a little kind of mortar kick. It'll go down to about the 15-yard line, taken there by Ty Good. Ty Good throws a back pass way across the field, but he's got room. It's Omega Blake. Omega Blake spinning out across the 40 to the 45. Little bit of razzle-dazzle by this South Point special teams unit. They were anticipating clearly that mortar kick. Ty Good took that at about his own 20 and quickly threw all the way across the field. And waiting there was Omega Blake, and Blake sprinted up the sideline out to the 44. Well, that was exciting.
Well, I think, Greg, you and I have done South Point football for 6 or 9 years here. I don't think I've ever seen South Point do that.
Nah.
That was a pretty good trickery, good setup. Risky play, but it worked.
Now, so the Stallions, pretty good field position here as they start their second offensive possession of the first half. From their own 44-yard line, Talik Steele will work out of the shotgun. Five wide receivers. Steele wants to throw, looks left, does so. Dangerous pass, but it's complete right across the middle of the field. That was very close to being picked off. I believe that was Maurice Whitlock. There was a Lion defender standing right there, and the ball just whistled right by his ear hole.
Well, Whitlock went down about 12 yards and just did a curl, turn, stop. It appears the Lions are in a zone defense, so you got to sort of find the seam, and the quarterback's got to be right on target, or you will have it picked off.
Whitlock carried that ball into Lion territory, marked at the 41-yard line. Three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Joe Irvin is the lone setback. In motion comes Whitlock. Talik Steele keeps it right up the middle. Steele's got room. Steele is loose inside the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Talik Steele, 41 yards, right up the gut.
Well, he faked left to Whitlock, and the linebackers, everybody went with the fake, and he went right off the guard spot. Linebackers, defense backs, everybody went right, and he had clear sailing once he broke the line of scrimmage. Nobody within 10 yards of him, Greg, when he crossed the end zone.
Well, that was a two-play, 56-yard touchdown drive. Here's the attempt for the point after. Wyatt Grantham. Whitlock holds. The snap. The kick is up. And it is good. And right now, the South Point Stallions are running a track meet. The question is, can the Daniel Lions keep up? 5:02 to go in the first quarter. Stallions 21, Lions 7. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wylie. From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
If you've been in a collision, you know, after the emergency room visit and there's no broken bones or you've been stitched up, you know, you definitely need to visit your chiropractor and get your spine checked out because a lot of the stuff goes unnoticed.
Call 366-9482.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. As an attorney, my dad knows a lot about everything, but he's got a lot of experience in home financing, probate, and estate planning. In fact, he's been doing it longer than I've been around.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
Omega Blake kicks off deep, and down there is Hack Hamilton. He takes it at his own 15, cuts across field, makes one tackler miss, but not the other South Point Stallion. Great tackle that time by Jerron Dogan, who said, Hack, you're done. Lay down right here. So the Daniel Lions will start from their own 33-yard line. So, Mo, 4:56 to go in the first quarter. We have 28 points on the board.
Well, 21 by South Point. And as we were talking at break, seven offensive plays for South Point, two of them for touchdowns.
There you go. South Point's defense scored on a pick six by Dorian Manning. So here comes Tyler Venables, who was unstoppable on the last Lions drive. He'll work out of the shotgun. He sends Billy Bruce to the right. He's going to throw it out to Bruce. Bruce catches it at the 25, makes one South Point Stallion miss out across the 30. That'll be a gain of about 5 yards, bring up a second and five.
Greg, I'm not that familiar with Daniel. They're throwing that swing pass three out of four times. I don't know if that's their bread and butter or if the coaches have just found something on South Point's defensive scheme that might be available to them.
Three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Billy Bruce is the lone setback. We have a South Point Stallion running on late. That's Justin Corbin. Venables will work out of the shotgun. Bruce just to his left. Venables checks with Bruce on something and now calls for the snap. Venables is going to keep over the left side. And again, a pretty nice gain. He's going to be short of the line to gain, but still a gain of about three. And right now, that's the play that's working for Daniel.
Most of our fans are sort of familiar with the Wildcat formation. You just a running back. You put him back there. You snap to him. Just say, run the ball. That's what they're running. This is not an option.
And now Venables will come up under center. It's third and short. This is a different look. Two wide receivers to each side. Venables keeps, finds the soft spot, and he breaks through. And Venables is loose, and Venables is going to outrun the entire South Point defense. And this is going to be a touchdown, 59 yards. That time he went from under center. Everybody crowded around the center. Venables stepped back, moved right, and went right up the middle, and there was nobody there.
Well, talking about football IQ, that's just somebody that's got a lot of football IQ. He knows and can read a defense, knows what to do. I had a hard time seeing what was happening there, Greg. That was just nobody even touched him, I don't think. He just stepped aside, as you said, found the hole, and well, he went. Smart play.
Well, he went up under center, which you don't see very often, and when the ball snapped, he actually stepped back, moved to his right, and just found that crease, and there was nobody at the second level. The point after attempt is up, and it is good. So with 3:58 to go, the Lions are back on the board, and I asked the question, can they keep up with South Point? Apparently they can. You've got more high school playoff football coming up right after this on the OTS Sports Network.
Don't risk driving with a damaged windshield or a broken sunroof. We can service all your auto glass needs. This is Wade Baker with Baker Auto Glass Repair in Rock Hill. All our installations are guaranteed not to leak. Call me at 230-1996 or BakerAutoEnterprises.com. Look for the mustache.
How can you beat the high cost of heating and cooling and get complete home comfort in any season? Get an energy-saving, high-efficiency TempStar home comfort system.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
We got us a track meet here at the Corral. Lions getting ready to kick off after scoring a touchdown. Moore again is going to kind of squib one. This time it goes to about the 30-yard line taken by one of the upmen by the Stallions. And he'll move up about 6 or 7 yards, and the Stallions will start on offense from about their own 37-yard line. And Mo, I tell you what, and it's been all Tyler Venables for the Lions.
Greg, we've only played 8 minutes and 9 seconds of football. And we have 5 touchdowns scored in the game. I had a feeling it might be a high-scoring game, but I don't think anybody could have expected this.
Yeah, and how long can both offenses sustain this? That'll be the question. Yeah, so if you're just joining us, the Stallions scored first on a pick six by Dorian Manning. Since then, the offenses have been racing up and down the field. The Stallions will start this drive from their own 38-yard line. Talik Steele will work out of the shotgun, drop straight back. He's going to keep it, moves left. Crossed the 40s, tripped up and dropped, and there's a flag down, so we'll have to see what that is about. That could be in the area of holding.
Well, a lot of fans cheering on the Daniels side. They brought a big crowd, and they actually have more students here than South Point students. A little disappointing to see that, but good to see high school football followed when it's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, so it looks like this indeed is going to go against the Stallions. It may have been on Joe Irvin, who was leading Talik Steele around that left side. And interesting that it looks like they tried to highlight Talik Steele a little bit in that running game. So holding call against the Stallions, that's going to move it back 10, back to the Stallions' 28-yard line. So it's going to be first and 20 for the Stallions.
Well, if you think this is when you just run, punt or whatever, you don't know South Point football. Second and 20 ain't a big deal to these guys. They've seen it all year long, and they just seem to find a way to get that first down in spite of it.
All right, so again, the ball's back at the South Point 28-yard line. Steele wants to throw right over the middle, does so. Just a quick little slant, and that is Whitlock. Whitlock out across the 45-yard line, and Mo, you're right. The Stallions just gained about 19 and a half yards on that one play, a quick inside pass from Steele to Whitlock.
Good job of Whitlock to pick that pass up. It was thrown really low. I thought it might have hit the ground, but no coaches or fans seem to think it did. So good job, Whitlock, of saving that one from not being an incomplete pass.
So that's a 19-yard gain. It'll be second and one. 3:24 to go in the first quarter. Stallions lead 21-14. Yes, that is a first quarter score. And now the refs are taking a closer look, and after taking a closer look, it looks like they're going to call that a first down. Well, no, we're going to get a measurement. Looks like the chain gang maybe changed the down marker a little bit too early. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Badcock Home Furnishings, Liberty Street in York, and Albright Road in Rock Hill. Also brought to you by your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 convenient locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties.
And if you miss any of our favorite 2018 high school football playoff games, you can hear the complete rebroadcast online on the OTS Sports Vault starting at midnight every Friday night, available at WRHI.com.
So it's going to be second down and about 6 links on the chain. The ball laying right at the 47-yard line, and literally it's less than the length of half a football. for a first down for the South Point Stallions. Steele brings his team up to the line of scrimmage. Three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Urban is the running back just to the right of Steele. Steele takes the snap, and now there are whistles. And a flag is down. It looks like this is going to be a procedure call on the Stallions, a delay of game on the Stallions. So that's a mental mistake right there. And, of course, with the chain, with the measurement, I'm a little surprised that was a delay of game if they would have.
We saw this last week, Greg. The head referee is the one that starts the 25-second clock. And some start it slowly and some start it before you would think you would. That's what happened there.
All right, so the ball goes back to just inside the 43-yard line now. We'll call it a second and 5.5. How about that? For the South Point Stallions, same set, three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Steele will work out of the shotgun, drop straight back, wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Steele steps up, now throws deep downfield, looking for wide receiver and incomplete. And looks like we have another flag on the field. But again, that Steele didn't see what he wanted, and then he tried to go down the far side. I think that was Isaac Ross just running straight down the sideline. Falls incomplete.
Looks like we have a flag on the field.
Another flag.
Your preliminary signal is holding again.
Okay.
So that's going to push it back to second and long.
Yep, so three out of the last four plays for the Stallion have been penalties.
And that has been a problem all year long, Greg, and I think Coach Straight Heron in August expected it. In September, he tolerated it, but he's really aggravated at the silly penalties his team just seems to have all year round.
So the ball is back to the 28-yard line where the Stallions were when it was first and 20. The only problem is now it's second and 20. Three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Steele still out of the shotgun. Urban just to his right. Quick pass, bubble screen to Whitlock. Whitlock catches the ball to zone 25, but the Lions are there, and he will only gain a couple before he is shoved back. So that is going to bring up a third and very long for the South Point Stallions.
Well, four defenders in that area. There was one receiver and one blocker, and we know who won that. That's the same play that the Lions run, so I think they just know how to defend that play. South Point better go to the playbook and get some guys downfield if they want to catch some passes.
Yeah, so third and 17 now for the South Point Stallions from their own 31-yard line. Steele drops back, wants to throw, still looking. Now pulls it down, and he's going to run, and he is not going to get far enough. He doesn't even get nearly almost back to the line of scrimmage. So fourth and long, and for the first time tonight, the Stallions' offense will have to punt the ball away.
Well, nobody open, so he just ran the field, and again, there were just too many defenders in the area. He actually ran into one of his own players. That didn't help him any on that one, so... But a good place to punt from. When you're at your 40-yard line, you have a chance of pinning the other team deep.
Omega Blake out, standing at his own 27-yard line. Back deep for the Lions is Hack Hamilton, and he's at his 28. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Stallions lead 21-14. Stallions about ready to punt the ball away after a Lions defensive stop. There's the snap. Blake takes it and kicks it, and it is kind of just a knuckleballer, bounces at the 20. Hamilton thought about picking it up, but he lets it go, and it rolls inside the 15 down to about the 13, and that's where the Lions will come back out on offense. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. Discover the Founders difference. FoundersFCU.com.
You know, Omega averages over 40 yards per punt, Greg, and that was nearly 50, I think. But it's sort of it's a directional punt. Doesn't have much height, but he kicks it away from the receiver, and if he gets a good roll, it turns out pretty good.
So the Lions will start from their own 13-yard line. We'll see if the South Point defense can come up with a solution for Tyler Venables. He sends Sims to the right, wants to throw, pump fakes, now throws it back over to Sims. Here comes the Stallion defense, and a good hard tackle on the far side, and that was Kobe Shannon who just lowered the boom on Sims. That'll be a gain of about 4 yards on the play to bring up a second and six.
Well, another interesting thing we're watching, South Point really hits hard, and South Point would argue that their conference is a little bit stronger than the Region 1 in 4A, and if they can sting the players, maybe create some fumbles later in this game.
So we'll call that a second and six. Venables out of the shotgun, drops straight back. Here comes some pressure. Venables rolls to his right and throws to his right and finds a wide receiver. That was Sims, who had come out of the backfield, and that time just a nice job by Venables moving in the pocket. Big gain for the Lions and a first down.
You know, what I like about their passing attack of Daniel is they're safe passes. They're not high-risk passes. Throw it over the middle where there's a lot of defenders. That was just a, maybe a 10-yard pass, but it was to a receiver that was moving down the field.
Ball out to the 33-yard line. Venables is going to keep, looks over the left side, makes a nice move, and now he is hit and tackled, but again, not until maybe he got 3 or 4 yards. So that time the Stallions defense responded pretty well and really laid a lick that time on Tyler Venables.
Yeah, it was Josh McClure, junior defensive back, hit him hard, and a few plays back, Venables actually was a little slow getting up. So if South Point can get to him, that may help him.
And we have a Stallion down on the field. Can't see who it is, but we will step away for an injury timeout. Our score with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter, Stallions 21, Lions 14. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back to the Corral. The injured South Point Stallion was cornerback Josh McClure. So Josh is up. They're looking at his right shoulder, so hopefully he'll be okay and back out on the field shortly. In for Josh is Ty Good. It looks like he's kind of playing center field.
Referee has started the clock. The 25-second clock started. So, again, I'm going to keep my eye on him. It's up to the ref, and the players have to adjust to that, Greg. They can't assume that they'll be able to lollygag out on the field. We're down to about 12 seconds now.
So second and six now for the Lions. Venable will work out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to each side. Running back is Keandre Sims just to his left. Venables wants to look left. He pump fakes, now goes over the middle, has a wide open receiver inside Stallion territory. And that was Hampton Earl, who just found a little opening in the zone deep in South Point territory. First down for the Lions, and they're on the move again.
Cut right across the post pattern, across the middle. And he was pretty open, and quarterback did a good job of putting the ball where it needed to be so he could catch it and continue running.
The Lions will go hurry up as they're already back to the line of scrimmage. Three wide receivers to the far side. Venables out of the shotgun, drops back, wants to throw, looking right and throw right, and he's hit as he throws, and it's picked off by the South Point Stallions, Kobe Shannon. And that time, Tyler Venables was lit up as he was throwing it, and it looks like that was Jamarion Heath who caused the errant pass. Kobe Shannon picks it off.
No flag, just hit hard. That was a wounded duck. I could have called that one. And amazing stat here. He has thrown two interceptions after 188 passes. But tonight, Greg, we're in the first quarter. He's thrown two interceptions. That could be a big factor as the game progresses.
So, again, Kobe Shannon picks that one off, and that stops another Lion threat. And the South Point Stallions back on offense as they have the ball at their own 31-yard line. Big defensive play for the South Point Stallions. 1 second to go in the first quarter, so this will be the final play of the first quarter. Talik Steele keeps it, runs right up the middle, breaks one tackle, but he will not break the second tackle. And that's about the fifth time Talik Steele has run tonight, which is a little unusual, especially when you've got that horse Joe Urban in the backfield. So at the end of the first quarter, which seems like it should be the end of the first half, our score, the South Point Stallions 21, the Daniel Lions 14. You're listening to high school football, playoff football, on the OTS Sports Network.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
With 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
Alton Hyatt is Rock Hill's real estate expert, specializing in residential purchase and refinancing, home equity and land purchases, plus probate, estate planning, and wills. Call 328-1851. Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. Counsel with a name you know.
Get energy-efficient comfort and peace-of-mind protection. The Tempstar No Hassle Replacement Limited Warranty offers unit replacement protection at no extra cost.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
All right, as we start the second quarter, South Point Stallions lead the Daniel Lions 21-7. South Point has the ball on their own 31, second and 10. Talik Steele will work out of the shotgun. Maurice Whitlock in a pistol formation. Now Whitlock goes off to the right. Inside handoff to Joe Irvin. Irvin breaks through at the 30, spins at the 35. He's out at the 40. Whitlock out across the 40, and that should be enough for first down, depending on the spot, and indeed it is. Again, just what we were talking about, Mo, at the end of the first quarter. Feed the ball to your big stud.
Yeah, Joe Irvin only had two or three rushes the first quarter. So, but that could be part of Jason McManus' strategy is they're keying on him, so let's make something else work.
Another handoff to Irvin right up the middle. Makes a nice move to the left across the 45. Irvin out across midfield into Lion territory. And Joe Irvin, and there's a flag down on the play. We'll have to see, and that's going to be a hold against the Stallions. So this is becoming epidemic for the Stallions at this point. Coach Strait-Heron not happy at all about that. That was going to be a big gain for Joe Irvin.
Well, holding, a lot of times you can call it or not call it, and our statistician may be keeping this. I think that's five penalties South Point, zero against Daniel after one quarter. And if you get five per quarter after the end of the game, you got 20. So something needs to even out here for South Point. They just can't get going because of shooting themselves in the foot with penalties.
So again, what was a first and 10 now becomes a first and 20 as the ball is moved back to the 34-yard line of the South Point Stallions. Have to get all the way across midfield for a first down. Steele will work out of the shotgun, two wide receivers to each side. Joe Irvin is the running back just to the left of Steele. Steele drops straight back. Here comes the blitz, looking for a setup, a screen for Irvin, but the Lions did not fall for that, and now there's a flag down deep in the backfield. And now some pushing and shoving, and everybody needs to get just a hold, and there's another flag down, so we have two flags on the field. We'll have to see what that is all about, but they're trying to set up just a little screen to the left side. Lions did not fall for it, but what was falling were flags.
It was well defended and just didn't work at all. But the first flag was from the head ref right beside the quarterback, but the quarterback wasn't hit, so I don't think it could have been.
And it really looked like they were letting the defensive line come to set up the screen.
So you can't be holding if you're letting them in. This is going to be a little odd.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think even the coaches are trying to figure out what the call is going to be. Holding against the Stallions, personal foul against the Lions. So those will, I guess, offset, and we'll be back to a first and 20 situation.
Unless it was a dead ball penalty on the personal foul.
So you what, march off the 10 and then bring it back 15? So they're marching off the holding penalty from the spot of the foul, which was way behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, yeah.
So the referee goes all the way to the 15-yard line. And again, personal foul on the Lions. So now I assume he's going to come 15. Boy, one of the referees is getting his exercise, 10 yards that way, 15 yards back that way. So when it's all said and done, they're going to mark the ball at the 30-yard line.
There was a net loss of 4 yards on that because the holding was behind the line of scrimmage. That's the reason.
And it was way behind the line of scrimmage.
I just don't see how you're holding if you're letting everybody in for a screen, but I'd like to see that one again.
I think that's what the debate was on the sideline. You know, how do you do that when you're letting a guy, rush your quarterback? So it should remain first down, but it's going to be, again, first and 23 for the South Point Stallions, who have really struggled with penalties here early in this game. Two wide receivers to each side. Steele will work out of the shotgun. Irvin just to his right. Irvin now goes in motion. Steele wants to throw. Throws over to Irvin on the right side. And that time, nothing doing. That's going to be a loss of 4 on the play. And the Lions knew that one was coming, and Joe Irvin had no chance.
Well, the flare pass has not worked. That's about the 6th or 7th one. I don't think any have gained positive yardage, which means the linebackers are waiting for that. There's got to be some, throwing the ball downfield, there's got to be some guys open, Greg.
So it's second and forever for the Stallions. Steele out of the shotgun. Here comes the pressure. He wants to throw, pulls it down, wants to throw. Now does so to Irvin out at the 30-yard line, but Irvin breaks one tackle, a shoestring tackle. That'll be a short gain of about 7. It'll bring up a third and very, very long.
Well, I think we're just seeing really smart defensive coaching by Daniel Lyons. It's as if they know the playbook as well as South Point does, and they're defending everything pretty well. take away a few really good runs by Irvin and Steele, and they really have stalled South Point's offense.
Yeah, Stallions are up by 7, but it sure doesn't feel like it with 10:23 to go in the first half. Again, third and forever, third and 24 for the Stallions. Steele out of the shotgun. Drops straight back, three-man rush. Steele rolls right, wants to throw, does so back across his body. The ball's tipped up in the air and then knocked down. It would have been well short of the first down anyway. And the Stallions' offense just misfiring last two times they've been on the field.
Well, not sure if the receivers were open. There are a couple coming out on the sideline as if that Steele just didn't see him. He had plenty of time, so I'm not sure why he didn't throw it to a receiver that was open, but not able to.
Yeah, the Stallions really haven't been able to establish a running game, which is the bread and butter for this offense. So Omega Blake comes out to kick the ball away for the South Point Stallions. Back deep for the Lions, Hack Hamilton. Hamilton will stand around his own 33-yard line. Omega at the South Point 20. 10:08 to go in the second quarter. The Stallions up 21-14. And the Stallions do not have enough guys on the field, and they need to hurry with the play clock is now under 5. 3-2, and they do get the snap off. Blake has pressure, but he gets the punt away. The punt bounces at the 35-yard line, takes a nice South Point bounce. So that was near disaster for the South Point Stallions. That was either going to be another penalty, and Blake just did a nice job to get that ball away as it now settles in inside the 18, and the Daniel Lions will start at their own 18-yard line. And the only thing that has stopped the Lions tonight have been their own mistakes, two interceptions.
It certainly has. They're looking well prepared. Blake, that was another 50-plus yard punt. I think it was 52. Hit and took a very good friendly South Point bounce.
So here comes Tyler Venables, who has had a couple of big plays of his own, scored a couple of touchdowns in this game already. Three wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Billy Bruce is the running back. He gets the ball over the left side. Bruce has some room out across the 20 to the 25, and he'll carry the ball out across the 25 to the 26. A nice gain on first down.
You just feel momentum changing here, Greg. It just looks like Daniel's believing their running game's effective, and it is.
Same set with three wide receivers to the near side. Venables out of the shotgun. Bruce just to his left. And the Stallions trying to get a player off the field. Don't know if that happened or not. Venables keeps the ball, and he'll be tackled for a loss on that play. And the question is, there was a South Point Stallion booking for the sideline, and apparently he got off on time. So for that play, Tyler Venables is stopped for a loss of one.
You have Jay Stevenson on that tackle. Pretty good play.
Third and 3 now from the 25-yard line. Venables sends his running back in motion. Looks right, wants to throw right. Now throws deep, a wide open Hack Hamilton. Hamilton makes a move, and he is loose inside Stallion territory. Inside the 40, the ball is fumbled. It was ripped out and fumbled forward, but recovered by the Lions. That was almost just a terrific play by the South Point Stallions. Not sure who that was that ripped it out. May have been Omega Blake even, but that big, big play for the Lions, and that quickly they are inside Stallion territory. The ball will be marked at the 39-yard line.
Looked like a flare pass on the right side, and all of a sudden Venables did a little shoulder fake and found a receiver open 20 yards down the field.
Lions threatening again. Venables out of the shotgun, hands off to Bruce. Bruce goes left looking for room, and he is tripped up and dropped right there by the South Point Stallions. Nice play that time by Jai Davis.
You know, the South Point defenders a bit on their heels. They're just doing such a good job of mixing up their running pass.
Called a gain of 2. Now at the 37-yard line, 2nd and 8 for the Lions. Two wide receivers are split to each side. Sims is the running back. Actually, it's Bruce, and he gets the ball, and he is swallowed up and tackled for a loss by Rontarius Aldrich. Good individual that effort that time by Aldrich.
Yeah, it was a tackle for a loss, not a sack, but just good athletic play. He saw the receiver runner and just sort of did a spin and turn and jumped on his back, brought him down.
Ball back to the 38-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 9 now for the Lions. Venables checks the wristband for the play. Two wide receivers to each side. Billy Bruce stays in as the running back. Play clock inside 10. Venables looks right, wants to throw right, now does throw right, has Hamilton down the sideline. High throw over Hack Hamilton's head, incomplete. So interesting call right now for the Lions. 3rd and 9 from the South Point 38-yard line.
Well, of course, not in field goal range, but if you punt, you could pin South Point deep. But on the other hand, it's, if you try a pass, you don't get it. It's not the end of the world. You haven't given up but maybe 20 yards.
Yeah, so fourth and nine, and you wonder just with the way the Lions' offense has been moving, if they don't go ahead and go for this. Now, the referees are having a – looks like there was a procedure called on that play against the Lions, and Coach Straight Heron will decline that penalty. So keep the incomplete pass and make the Lions make a decision on fourth down, because it'll now be fourth and nine. Even though the down marker still says third down, it is fourth down. Now they get it right. So it looks like, of course, Venables never comes off the field, so you don't know, but it looks like Coach Heron guessed right, and the Stallions will keep their base defense on the field because the quarterback is working out of a deep shotgun from punt position, but still has an offensive set with four wide receivers on the field.
Well, South Point defense looks a little confused. They don't know what to expect.
Yeah, they're just staying in a base defense, so they'll play it like a live down. And indeed, Venables wants to throw. He's looking, pulls the ball down now, wants to throw. He's got a wide receiver downfield, and it's going to be complete. That was like a punt pass option, and Venables found Hampton Earl down the field for first down.
But we do have a flag, likely illegal receiver downfield.
Okay.
That's what happens when you delay that.
Well, and what Venables did, he took the snap, took a step like he was going to punt, then cocked his arm back with the ball, then acted like he was going to punt, then cocked his arm like he was going to throw the ball again. And indeed, during that time, everybody's headed downfield. So, Mo, you're probably right.
Just hard for an offensive lineman to hold. Their instinct is to go downfield and help.
And now they're going to indeed back the Lions up.
Still be fourth down. Still be Daniel Ball, though, if we're correct.
Yeah, and again, our head referee, Ron Paul, he's had his hands full tonight already. There have been, nine penalties called, seven on South Point, two on Daniel so far in this game.
Well, I understand that. I don't understand why you need a five-minute discussion about it. It's obviously a penalty you administered. But they're still talking to each other.
Yes, they are. Apparently, they like each other. So I think when this is all done, it's going to be a fourth and 14 as the ball is moved back, and we'll see another punt. I'll be curious to see if Venables does the same thing.
Well, he'll be near close to the midfield. That looks like about the 45-yard line. You still could, but it's more likely I think he'll punt it this time.
So the ball's going to be marked at the 43-yard line, and this punt has taken about a half an hour. 7:29 to go in the second quarter. Stallions lead 21-14 over the Lions. Lions getting ready for their second punt of this game. Venables back standing at his own 45-yard line, and indeed he will punt it this time right down the middle, and South Point had no one back, so the ball takes a nice Lion bounce, and their special teams do an excellent job of dropping that ball. Looks like it's going to be marked right about the 4-yard line. So the Stallions offense has a long field to go as they look at trying to regain momentum, even though they're up 21-14. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, supporting York County sports for over 110 years, and brought to you by Schiller Hamilton Law Firm. We've got your back. 366-0333.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter or second quarter. It just feels like a much longer game, but plenty of time for South Point to score. They show they can score pretty quickly, but 96 yards is a long way from Peter.
Indeed it is. Steele will work out of the shotgun, two wide receivers to the near side. Steele hands off to Irvin. He goes around. That's Irvin. He goes out to the 5-yard line, so that's going to be a short gain. Lion defense was ready for that one.
Well, they just South Point is playing well. But Daniel just looks so well prepared. They just seem to have scouted South Point's offense and seem to sort of know their tendencies and just seem to have their defenders in the right place at the right time.
Second and nine from the 5-yard line for the Stallions from their own five. Steele takes the snap. Now he's going to keep it and run. Gets a block. He's out across the 10-yard line, out to the 12, very near a first down. We'll have to see where the mark is.
And Steele has run the ball much more than usual. Four or five carries, maybe six, is normal for a whole game. He's already run that here in the first quarter and a half.
So the ball marked at the 12-yard line, so it's going to be a third and two for the Stallions. And now we've got a timeout. South Point calls a timeout, so we'll step away with 6:24 to go In the first half, Stallions lead 21-14 over the Daniel Lions. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on the OTS Sports Network.
Your perfect match. Perhaps it's a love seat or a plush mattress. Or maybe it's a shiny oak table. Hi, I'm Jeff Hart at York Badcock, and I bet you I have your perfect match. With great values, hometown service, easy financing, Badcock will help you out. And for credit you can actually get, we make it easy. Stop by or give us a call at 803-628-0911. Isn't it time you find your perfect match?
Well, welcome back to the Corral. 6:24 to go in the first half. Greg Brandon along with Mo Bell, and this is high school football playoff action here on the OTS Sports Network. We've got a good one right now. South Point Stallions lead the Daniel Lions 21-14, really on the legs of the first big play of the game, and that's when Dorian Manning picked six, 44 yards to the house to put the Stallions up early. Since then, the two offenses have traded touchdowns twice. But you just get the feel that the Lions have the upper hand right now, Mo. And I know that's why Coach Heron called a timeout here, a third and two from their own 12-yard line. They really need to get this first down to try to change the momentum and the field position.
Yeah, absolutely right. And 2 yards, you got to have the right play. You got to have your blocking assignments correctly. And, again, I think South Point just a little bit surprised by something Daniel's defense is doing.
Steal out of the shotgun. He's got a handoff to Irvin over the right side. Irvin is hit right at the line of scrimmage. We'll have to see if his forward momentum carried him far enough. And now we have another flag on the field thrown by the referee from behind the line of scrimmage. I think Irvin may have had enough for the first down.
Yeah, it looks like the mark's going to be pretty close. I think he's there. He's got to be holding, got our face mask, but something the head referee saw the others didn't. Yeah, he's got a pretty good mark, so I think it would be first down if the play stands.
Of course, if it's any kind of a face mask or hold, it looks like they're going to go ahead and measure this. So the penalty, there's no flag, so they're waving off the flag. So
well, the head ref threw it.
Yeah, and then he just waved it off.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
All right, so we'll have to see if Joe Irvin, it was a tough physical run, but he got hit right at the line of scrimmage and then kind of spun around and lunged forward, and we'll have to see if he was able to lunge far enough, and indeed they're going to ask for a measurement. So for the third time tonight, the chains come out on the field. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by AirTech Heating and Air. Call Benny Etter at 327-7100 for all your heating and air needs. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Lion in Lake Wylie. And they stretch the chains. And it is indeed a first down by maybe two or three lengths of the chain. So that is a big first down for the South Point Stallions.
Well, Greg, I like the fact that they're taking their time and measuring it. I think in pro, college, high school ball, the head refs are just too quickly making a decision that they just can't know because they're so close. So I'm okay with slowing the game back to bring the chains out.
So a fresh set of downs for the South Point Stallions, now operating from their own 14-yard line. Three wide receivers to the far side, which includes Joe Irvin. Empty backfield for Steele. Steele drops straight back. Now looks right. Here comes the pressure. Throws right to the middle of the field, and that's going to be a complete pass to Isaac Ross. Gain of about four on the play.
Only one pass been thrown long. Most passes have been sideways or about 5 yards down the field. Not quite sure why they're not being a little more aggressive on the passing.
Gain of five on the play. Second and five now for the Stallions. Steele hands off to Irvin. He comes around the left side, finds room. Nice, patient run. Irvin out across the 30 to the 35. Shoestring tackle brings him down. Nice run by Joe Irvin. Again, that patient running, waits for those holes, and then explodes.
Has good balance, also good vision. Keeps his head up, Greg, and that allows him to make that adjustment at the last second to sidestep a player or two.
18-yard run that time for Joe Irvin. Steele this time hands off to Maurice Whitlock over the right side. Maurice looking for a hole. Finds about 3 or 4 yards, we'll call it 3 yards, out across the 40 to the 41.
Maurice has blazing speed, too. Both players average 8.8 yards per carry. That's outstanding.
Stallions now trying to establish a little run game, which has included Talik Steele running a good bit. Two wide receivers to each side. Irvin just to the right. Whitlock comes in motion. Whitlock has the ball across the 40, across the 45, out near the line to gain. It looks like that'll be another first down. So right now it's the 1-2 punch of Joe Urban and Maurice Whitlock for the Stallions.
Well, it's worked all year. There's no use to go away from it, you know, just because the other team seems to have scouted you. You know, you just got to outplay them. You got to make your blocks. You got to make your cuts.
So we'll call the ball marked at the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the South Point Stallions, up 21-14 over the Lions here in the first half. That's Joe Urban right up the middle. Nice explosion by Urban inside Lion territory, carrying blockers and tacklers down inside the 45. They'll mark it at the 43. That'll be another Stallions first down.
Carried three tacklers with him for the last 5 or 6 yards. That's the difference between a 5-yard gain and an 11-yard gain with the first down.
We'll call it the Lion 43. 4:58 to go in the first half. Urban comes out now. In his place, Jalen Mahoney. Whitlock in the backfield, just to Steele's left. Here comes the blitz, run blitz, and Whitlock is in trouble. He had no chance. The Lions were on a run blitz, and the Stallions ran right into the teeth of it.
Yeah, have run blitz to the left side. I don't know how they knew the run was going that direction. And Steele's over there looking. It was just he and two South Point players and one defender. He knows if he had kept the ball then, he could have had six.
Loss of five on the play to bring a second and 15. Stallions have been behind the chains a good bit in this first half. Two wide receivers to each side. Steele out of the shotgun. Drops straight back, wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. It's another blitz. Steele works his way out, rolling left, throws left, and has a wide receiver who is thrown out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. So really no gain on that play. And that was Ty Good. And I tell you what, Talik Steele did a good job not to be sacked 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there was contact. Two different players hit him, but they hit him high. He got away. Look downfield, there were two receivers, but they were just well covered. They weren't open. Not much there.
So we'll call this a third and 14 from the Lion 47-yard line. Steele drops straight back for a rush, rolls right now. Steele wants to throw, throws over the middle of the field, has a wide receiver right up the gut, and that's going to be a first down. Rasak Miles. Excellent job by, actually, that was Ty Good. So Good did a nice job finding a little soft spot right in the middle of the field, made a nice move after the catch. Big gain and a first down on a third and long.
Another trend that Greg and I are seeing, still is usually in the pocket and just way able to set his feet. He's having to throw on the run tonight.
Pistol formation with Urban back on the field, a running back. Irvin's going to get the ball, moves to his left, just lowers the pads, and just explodes up the field. And that quickly, it's a gain of 7 or 8 yards for the Stallions.
Well, second and three is a good place to be, particularly when you're on the 27-yard line. You're in four-down territory. Don't be surprised if this is that pass down in the end zone.
Second and three now for the Stallions from the Lions 23. Again, another handoff to Urban. Urban does a nice job, just ducks the arms of a potential tackler, keeps the legs moving, pushes inside the 20-yard line. That's just great individual effort down to the 18.
The word, too, is he was in the weight room a good bit this summer. He sort of evaluated his own talent, and he's just a lot stronger than he has been in the past years.
2:44 to go in the first half. Stallions lead 21-14, trying to add to their lead as they're on a nice drive right now at the Lion 18-yard line. Steele will work out of the shotgun. Hands it right back to Urban right up the middle. He's looking for space, does not find it, and that's going to be a loss of one on that play. That time, Joe Urban had nowhere to go as the Lions' defense collapsed around him.
Well, that's just a good tackle. Defender just sort of held his ground, stayed low, and looked up, and there was Urban and sort of wrestling down.
They call no gain on the play. It'll bring up a second and 10. Again, Stallions trying to get some points or add to their lead before the end of the first half as the clock now ticks to 2 minutes to go in the first half. Second and 10 from the 18. Steele out of the shotgun. Calls for the ball. Drops straight back. Wants to throw. Looking downfield. Looking. Now pulls it down. He's got a run. He's inside the 20 at the 15. Looking for a block. And now we're going to have a penalty, and it's going to be a block in the back, and an unnecessary block in the back called by Rasak Miles.
Well, Miles...
Steele had the first down.
I do think there was contact. I think it was a good call. It was unnecessary, but he barely hit him. It didn't affect the play at all, so not a smart play by Miles on that one. Trying to help out his teammate, but it's going to cost him.
So that was a nice scramble that time by Talik Steele on a second and 10, but that's going to be an illegal block in the back. It is a spot foul. So what will happen is that will come back, and it's going to be second and 13 as the ball is now moved back out to the 22-yard line.
And no complaints from the fans, the coaches, the players. It's just a player being too aggressive.
So the Stallions, again, working from behind the chains, 1:45 to go in the first half. Steele looks to his right. Now looks back over to the sideline. Stallions are moving right to left. Maurice Whitlock is the running back just to Steele's right. Two wide receivers on each side. Lions are coming and they're blitzing again. Whitlock eludes the first group, will not elude the second group as he is thrown down roughly at the 26-yard line. And that time the Lions sent the house and Steele just had nowhere to go.
Yeah, six players rushing, and they all beat their blockers, every one of them. Every one of them, there's just nothing there.
Now we've got another timeout on the field, and the Stallions are going to be facing a third and very, very long with 1:09 to go in the first half. We'll keep it right here. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab. See Dr. Ruben Orr, Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever. Also brought to you by James River Equipment, your local hometown John Deere dealer, Anderson Road, Rock Hill. Go ahead, Mo.
And be sure to stay tuned for highlights and scores from tonight's statewide playoff game with Stephen Stone, all coming up on the Hospitality Heating and Air Halftime Report in just a few moments.
So, Mo, again, Stallions offense has really been struggling. They've been working from behind the chains a lot because of penalties, primarily because of penalties. I think now they're up to 8 penalties in the first half. And that's a total for an entire game.
Well, it has, but another thing to me has changed. South Point's offensive line has been very good this year, really good. But they're getting beat tonight. Those defenders for Daniel are really coming at them. They're beating the blocks, and the running backs are in the quarterback. They're all getting hit in the backfield and don't really have any momentum. You know, they got blazing speed, but if you can't get out of the backfield, you aren't going to get very far.
So here's our situation with 1:09 to go in the first half. It's third and 20 for the South Point Stallions from the Lions 26. The Stallions were on a nice drive and then have been hit it in reverse once they got into the red zone. Steele will work out of the shotgun, two wide receivers to each side. Drop straight back, looking, wants to throw, does throw right over the middle. Off of Whitlock's hands, incomplete. Maurice had that in his hands, had to go high and jump, could not bring it in, incomplete. And now decision time for Straight Heron.
Well, that ball could have been caught. It also could have been intercepted. So South Point's sort of fortunate. It's fourth down. And I doubt very likely they'll try a field goal. I surely won't punt. It's going to be fourth and 15. They're going for it, Greg.
Yeah, fourth and 20, actually, for the Stallions. Again, the ball stays at the 26-yard line. Three wide receivers now go to the far side, one to the near side. Steele will work out of the shotgun. Drop straight back, four-man rush. Here comes the pressure. Steele throws it over the middle. Will this be enough? And it'll be short. Well, this is going to be really, really close.
Depends on the spot. The referee right on top of it. Looks
yes.
Like the spot is fair.
Steele found Jalen Mahoney out there, who was in as one of the wide receivers. And he got hit really hard just inside the 10-yard line. The line to gain is the 9. And, Mo, you got the eagle eye, so I'll trust you, but this is going to be very, very close.
And for the fourth time, the chains are coming out. And Maloney is standing there looking, saying it's a first down, but that may be a little bit too optimistic. If so, 55 seconds, enough time for a few plays to score. If not,
well,
I think Daniel's too far out to score.
Right, and either way, fourth and 20, and at the very least, you got 19 and a half. It'll make it tough for Daniel to do anything. Now, if it's complete, now you've got time to do some business. And indeed, it literally must be short by 2 chain links.
Wow.
It's that close.
Well, it was all, you know, that was a good pass, a good catch, a good tackle, and I thought the referee made a good spot. There's no complaints by anyone. That's just an unfortunate break for South Point, and for Daniel, it's a good break.
Yep. So
hey, 55 seconds, they've got a high-powered offense, Greg. Who knows what's going to happen here at the last minute.
So a big defensive stop by the Daniel Lions with 55 seconds to go, keeping the South Point Stallions out of the end zone here at the end of the first half. Stallions do lead 21-14 over the Lions, but it feels like it's been all Lions, at least in the second quarter. And now the question is, do the Lions want to try to do anything with the ball just outside their own 8-yard line? Venables will work out of the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the far side. Sure looks like they're going to try to move the ball. Play clock under 20. Venables takes it. He's going to keep it. He works over the left side, wants to run, and he is tackled. So that was a safe play. And at this point, the Lions may not be really in any hurry to snap the ball again, but we will see as the clock rolls inside 40 seconds to go in this first half. Yeah, Venables not rushing anything at this point, and he's really going to take his time as he looked back to take a peek at the play clock, and now he just stands behind his center as the clock rolls inside 25. Play clock down to 10. Venables now in the shotgun. And he's going to hand off to his running back right up the middle, who breaks a couple of tackles and then is dropped roughly shy of the 25-yard line. That is a first down, but the clock will continue to run, and that will be the final play of what has been a very interesting first half of football. And actually, it looks like now we've had a – okay, they advanced the chains, so now the clock is inside 5 seconds. And, indeed, that was the final play of the first half. Our score here at District 3 South Stadium – South Point Stallions 21, the Daniel Lions 14. And, Mo, I promise you, I think the second half is going to be interesting.
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing lots of points, lots of big plays. Take away the pick six touchdown for South Point. We've got a dead even game. They're evenly matched, just like we thought, Rick.
Promise you an entertaining second half. We'll be back after our halftime entertainment, our halftime report. But you're listening to high school football on the OTS Network from District 3 South Stadium. And we welcome you back to District 3 South Stadium. Greg Brand along with Mo Bell. Getting ready to start the second half of the second round playoff game between the South Point Stallions and the Daniel Lions. And Mo, interesting first half. The first quarter was a track meet. 35 points scored? And then
In the first quarter. No points scored in the second quarter. Quite a surprise.
Well, and the Stallions got started off with the defense and had a 44-yard pick six by Dorian Manning, and that really kind of set the tempo. Offense came out on the field, had a five-play, 66-yard drive, and that quickly the Stallions were up 14-0. But then here came the Daniel Lions, and they went on a nice drive, seven-play, 45 yards, had great field position because of a return and a penalty. And then they score, so it's now 14-7. Stallions come back, two plays, 56 yards, a nice 41-yard run by Talik Steele for a touchdown, 21-7. But then here come the Daniel Lions right back, and they scored in three plays and went 67 yards. And so 21-14, and that was, like you say, at the end of the first quarter. And then it was kind of back and forth, penalties and some interceptions and things like that. Curious to see coming out of the locker room who's got the momentum, because clearly the second quarter you just felt like the Lions kind of had control of things.
South Point's out of the gates fast, and then about the middle of the first quarter you could see it changing. Second quarter, I just feel like Daniel outplayed them. They just played harder. They played smarter. They beat the blocks when they needed to. They made the plays when they needed to. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised. They're 9-1. South Point's 10-1. Their stats, as you said right in pregame, almost identical. I mean, they're both beating their opponents by 26 points per game. They've got a quarterback that is much better and smarter than you and I both anticipated.
Yeah.
He really is the real deal. He knows what to do when and just knows how to. The touchdown he got, remember, is a quarterback sneak. But instead of just plowing behind the center, he stepped back. He saw a hole, went off guard or tackle, and ran 45 yards
yep.
on a quarterback sneak. Who can do that? Well, Coach Venable's son did it.
And Joe Urban's got 129 yards rushing in the first half. Talik Steele, surprisingly, 86 yards rushing in the first half. We've seen him run more than we normally do. The Stallions are going to get the ball. To start this second half, how important is this first offensive possession for South Point?
Well, scoring would really, really help. At least getting to midfield with the first down or two would put pin Daniel deep, and that would help. But South Point needs a score here if they want to get the momentum back. Right now, it's not their way. Two turnovers by Daniel, two is big, zero for South Point.
All right, so here come the Lions. They'll be moving left to right. Clay Moore will kick off to start this second half. He puts his right leg into it again, kind of a Moore kick toward the far sideline, and it bounces out of bounds. So they clearly don't want some of these speedsters from the Stallions to get their hands on the ball. So the Stallions will come out and start this first drive from the 35-yard line. Again, leading this game 21-14, have since late in the first quarter, as we were just talking.
Other thing we probably should mention, 8 penalties according to our statistician against South Point, 2 on Daniel. That's another thing at halftime, Greg, that perhaps the coaches corrected.
Well, and the Stallions were working from behind the chains, behind the sticks most of the second quarter. Makes it hard, you know, to move your offense. So here they come, the South Point Stallions, 2 wide receivers out to each side. Talik Steele will work out of the shotgun. Joe Urban is running back just to his right, offset just a little bit. Second half action now. Whitlock comes in motion. Steele's going to hand off to Urban right up the middle. A burst of speed across the 40 to the 45. Urban into Lion territory. And that quickly, Joe Urban, 18 yards downfield.
And that's the kind of football we've been seeing the last 6 or 8 weeks. Just right up the gut with Urban, finding a hole, but turning it into a 15 or 20-yard gain. So they went away from that first half, it seems.
So he rushes the ball all the way down to the 46-yard line. Steele out of the shotgun. Quick throw out to the right. He's got Miles out there. That's going to be actually Ty Good. And Good steps inside the 40. So that'll be a gain of 6.
Well, I think they're saying he stepped out of bounds. No, you're correct. I'm sorry. I thought they had marked it early.
And now it looks like we have
a flag.
A flag. Second play into the second quarter. I mean, second half. Holding on the Stallions.
Wow.
And Coach Strait-Herron can do nothing but bend over and put his hands on his knees.
Yeah. Well, you know, by this time of year, the players should know what is and what is not holding. Now, every referee calls it a little different, so they may be caught into that. But, I feel like we're replaying the first quarter now.
So the ball comes back to the South Point 48-yard line, and it will be first and 20 from there for the Stallions. 5 wide receivers spread out. Empty backfield for Steele. Steele overlooks the Lion defense. Here comes the pressure. Steele steps forward, but he's going to be thrown down and sacked. And that is the guy, Jared Kirksey, who leads the Lions in sacks, and that'll be his 9th on the season.
Sort of picked him up, spun, and threw him down. Pretty spirited tackle. His fans and teammates love it.
And again, similar to what we saw in the second quarter, the Stallions offense now working well behind the chains. Second and 22. And now we have a stoppage in play.
Likely a quick equipment issue. Number 7 just made the tackle going off the field.
So this is what the Stallions struggled with in the second quarter. A couple of good plays, then you have a penalty, now a sack, and it's second and 22. Steele will work out of the shotgun. Urban just behind him. 2 wide receivers split out to each side. Lions rush 4. Pitch right side to Urban, and he slips and falls down. And that'll be a loss of 2, so it's going to bring up 3rd and 24.
Not much there anyway. And again, Daniel's defense, I don't know what they're doing different than other teams have. Maybe they just have better athletes. But they're defending things pretty well. The run straight up the pike. That's when South Point's gotten big yardage. When they go sideways, they don't get very far.
So here we go, 3rd and forever. 3rd and 23, we'll call it. The ball at the South Point 44. They've got to get all the way down to the 36 of Daniel. Steele drops straight back. 4-man pressure. Steele has nowhere to go, and he's going to get sacked. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, but nowhere to go with the ball, and once again, it was Jared Kirksey. So after a big run by Joe Urban to start that second half, the Stallions' offense stalls, goes in reverse, and they'll have to punt it away.
Well, it's a combination of things. Pretty good rush, and that makes it hard for the quarterback to have vision, see the receivers. But when I looked down, there were 3 receivers out. They all looked well covered, so I'm not sure. I guess it's just a good job of defense by Daniel. Let's give credit where it's due.
And again, you get behind the sticks, you got to throw. You take away the run game. Omega Blake standing in his own 32. High snap. He's able to handle it, and he gets the punt away. A really nice punt. And it bounces at the 20-yard line, rolls down toward the 15. Inside the 15 to the 13. And that is where the Daniel Lions will start their first offensive possession of the second half. A little pushing and shoving going on down there.
Yeah, a little extracurricular activity, but no harm, no foul, and no flag. Well, so, another thing to see, Greg, is South Point going to adjust their defense? Because Venables had his way with them. So let's see if they make some changes this year.
Did a better job, though, in that second quarter. And, you know, prevented Venables from really the big gain. So here comes Tyler Venables out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to each side, empty backfield. Venables looks left, throws left, quick pass. That'll be a gain of about six on the play. He found Hampton Earl right on the hash mark.
All the passes seem to be very manageable, sideways or down the field 5 yards. I think he's thrown one pass long. Everything else is right in the along the line of scrimmage.
Gain of seven, second and three now from the Lions' 20-yard line. Venable's going to hand it off to Bruce. Bruce kind of hunting and pecking over the left side, and that should be enough for a first down as he carries the ball out to the 25.
Yeah, Bruce is the bruiser. Just run straight ahead. He's a north-south kind of runner. And when you need 2-3 yards, it seemed like a good one to hand it to.
And he's played a good bit of this game. And he stays in now at running back just to the right of Venables. Again, two wide receivers to each side. Venables drops back, looks right, and wants to throw. It's going to go down the sideline. He's got a receiver open. And that is Hamilton. Hamilton's got the ball across midfield. And then tackled down at the 47. Looked like Hamilton may have stepped out of bounds.
Wow.
Yeah, back in Lion territory.
Coaches on South Point do not like that. That was right in front of their bench. But ref was right there. Said he was in, Greg.
First and 10 now from the South Point 48-yard line. The Lions are on the move. Venables out of the shotgun. Looks left, wants to throw. Throws left to his running back, and that's incomplete. And Billy Bruce had simply just kind of squirted over to the left side waiting on the pass, and the pass was low. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, just thrown too low on that one. South Point staying with the defense they started with. Three down linemen, that gives them an extra linebacker, helps them in lateral pursuit, and should be able to fill up the passing lanes too because the linebackers can go forward or backward.
Three wide receivers now to the far side. One to the near side is Hamilton. Venables out of the shotgun, is going to keep and run over the left side, looking for room. He finds a hole out inside the 45 across the 40. And that was nothing fancy there. That was run all the way by Tyler Venables, and that will be another first down for the Lions.
Yeah, it's as if you had your best running back running in a Wildcat formation. He just sticks his head down. I didn't see a hole, but he did. He picked up what, 8, 9, maybe 10 yards. It might be a first down.
Yeah, they marked the ball on the 38, which is the line to gain. And indeed, they call it a first down. So Venable indeed makes this offense go. He's made some incredible plays. He's also been roughed up a couple times as well. Where's number 24 for the Lions? So first and 10 now from the South Point 38-yard line. Now we have a substitution in running backs as Bruce goes off and Sims comes on. And don't know if it was an equipment issue or not, but the referees will send players off if their uniform is not the way it's supposed to be. Three wide receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Empty backfield for Venables. Now comes up, taps his center on the back, and now drops back as the play clock goes under 10. Venables is going to keep, and he is almost tackled, but breaks through, and Venables is loose into the defensive secondary, inside the 20, down to the 15, almost to the 10-yard line. And again, that was run all the way for Tyler Venables. Big run as the Lions are now deep in the red zone.
Looks nothing like a quarterback running ball. He's a running back that happens to play quarterback, Greg.
And that ball is marked at the 12-yard line. That was a 26-yard run by Tyler Venables.
Should be over 100 yards, I'm sure, by now. That's the quarterback.
Well, they run kind of that zone read, clearly spread offense. but some of the big runs. And actually now Venables is limping a little bit, and he's going to have to come off the field. The backup quarterback is sophomore Jackson Crosby. And it was an injury timeout for Venables, and he was limping on that left leg and right now even gingerly standing on the sideline. So sophomore Jackson Crosby now is going to have to see if he can pick up some of the magic from Tyler Venables as they have it first and 10 at the South Point 12-yard line. Crosby will work out of the shotgun. Bruce is the running back. Crosby's going to throw to the corner of the end zone, overthrown, picked off as it goes out of bounds by a South Point Stallion, but well out of bounds, so that's going to be an incomplete pass. And now after that one incomplete pass, Venables is coming back on the field, but still with a little hitch in his giddy-up.
Hitch and slow, but if I'm a South Point linebacker, I don't go for that.
Isn't that what Jim Brown used to do?
Yeah.
Get up really slow and limp back to the huddle, and then they'd hand it to him, and he would kill you for 30 yards. So second and 10 now for the Lions from the South Point 12-yard line. Trailing by 7, 21-14. Venables wants to throw, looks left, now rolls right, throws right, finds a wide receiver inside the 5 at the 3-yard line. Great throw and catch. And that was Hack Hamilton. I just like saying his name. Another, so it's going to be first and goal.
Yeah, real close. I think it's the first down. They may look at this. No, it's third down, Greg.
Okay.
Third and one.
So it's going to be third and less than one at the 3-yard line. And again, Venables has shown that he can run that ball. Still limping, though. But he put some smoke on that last ball he threw to Hack Hamilton. So third and short inside the Stallions' 3-yard line as the Lions try to tie this one up. Venables takes it, drops back, wants to throw, looks left, rolls left now. He's in trouble, still rolling, throws it now, incomplete. Ill-advised pass. They're trying to do a little jump pass, and the Stallions were not biting on that. And then Venables just was trying to make something happen and started to backpedal and had to throw that one away. So it's going to be fourth and about half a yard.
Likely trying to keep South Point off guard. Everybody was thinking running play. Fourth and short. I'd be real surprised if Venables doesn't somehow run this ball, Greg.
Yeah.
That would just be the surprise of the night.
Hurt or not. So here we go. Fourth and less than a yard inside the South Point 3-yard line. And now we have an official timeout. And not sure what the official timeout is for. Or maybe did South Point, I never saw them. I was going to say they called, it looked like it was an official timeout, and they didn't.
No, he just marked the ball. The ball is live. South Point better get out there. They don't know what's going on. It's going to be an easy six if they don't get out there. Wow. Timeout, guys.
Yeah, call, and that's really, quite frankly, yeah, now Straight Heron calls a timeout.
Wow. So, wow, I would talk to the head ref on that one.
Okay, so what happened? It looked like the officials called a timeout, and Straight Heron thought that Daniel had called a timeout, and his team came over around him, and literally the referee wound the clock and made it a live ball, and then everybody's, and even I don't think the Daniel players knew 100% what was going on. Anyway, that was interesting. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill, counsel with a person you know and trust, and by Baker Auto Enterprises. Let us fix that cracked windshield. So, Mo, we've seen some interesting things tonight.
Well, we have, and you and I both have said this. The best called games by referees are games when you don't notice the referee. This hasn't been that kind of night.
Yeah.
They just seem to be involved in a lot of calls that are a little bit hard to understand.
Well, in our situation here, 7:19 to go in the third quarter. Stallions lead 21-14, but that is a precarious lead as the Lions have driven all the way. They started on their own 13-yard line. They are now inside the Stallions' 3-yard line with a fourth and less than one. So the Stallions either need to stop or the Lions may very well tie this game on the next couple plays. Junior quarterback Tyler Venables for the Daniel Lions has been outstanding in this game. He's going to work from under center now. Looks over to the sideline, now back under center. Two wide receivers to each side. Now he drops back to the shotgun, checks the wristband. It looks like They now will snap it, and he's going to keep it right up the middle, and Venables is going to score on a fourth and less than half a yard from about the 2.5 yard line. Tyler Venables takes it in, and this game is an extra point away from being tied up.
A lot of contact along the line of scrimmage. Somehow it looked like his feet got in the end zone. I wasn't sure about the ball, but three different refs into a touchdown, so we'll go with that. Nice play, smart quarterback. Did what he passed that ball, I would have been shocked.
Well, and he let that play clock get down inside 10, and there was a little question whether if he was actually going to snap it. So here's the point after attempt. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is blocked. The point after is blocked.
Wow.
So the Stallions maintain the lead. Didn't get the number of that truck.
I'll get it.
But a blocked extra point. And I want to say that may have been Jalen Mahoney who came shooting in from the left side position on the blocked team. Yeah, so indeed it was. It was Mahoney. And right now they preserve the lead, 21-20. Excellent special teams play. And Clay Moore, who kicks the extra points, came up limping after that. Of course, no roughing when you hit the ball. So the Stallions maintain the lead in this game by a thin thread. And right now, though, the momentum still is in favor of the Lions.
Well, to South Point, you know, if Jason McManus and the offense coordinator straight here, and they're all telling the offense the same thing. Don't make mistakes. Don't blow yourself up. Don't hold. Don't have illegal procedure. And just go down the field and get some points. They're moving the ball, but they're shooting themselves in the foot with penalties. How many times has it been second and 22 or third and 30 because of silly penalties that are being called? They need to just play fundamental football, get a few first downs, and go down and score.
And eight penalties in this game so far for the South Point Stallions. So Moore apparently not hurt too badly. He's out to kick off for the Lions. And Lions moving left to right following the touchdown. Kick will go deep down the left side. Taken there by, that's Joe Urban. Urban's across the 25 to the 30. Urban is finally tracked down and tackled at about the 32-yard line. So good job that time. And now we have a flag down.
Oh, my goodness.
So to see what that is all about. Seems like we can't get one or two or three plays before there's another flag.
Well, usually it's holding or blocking the back or something of that nature against the kicking team. That's what we got, Greg.
Indeed it is. It's a hold against the South Point Stallions. Instead of that ball, and we'll have to see, it's a spot foul. So we'll have to see where the flag is laying at about the 28-yard line. And if indeed that's where they mark it from, that'll go back to the 18. So the Stallions cannot get out of their own way when it comes to penalties.
Well, not to call names, but another flag by the head ref. So he obviously calls tight, holding a little tighter than the average referee.
Well, that's probably, the fifth or sixth holding penalty on the Stallions. The only advantage, it's first and 10. So the Stallions have some work to do, up by one with 7:06 to go in the third quarter, 21-20 over the Lions. Second round playoff action. Steele has two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Urban is his running back just to his right. Whitlock's going to take it on a sweep around the right side, across the 25, looking for the 30. He's got a first down across the 40. Whitlock is still going out to the 45-yard line. Doing a quick scan of the field, I do not see a flag. Excellent run by Maurice Whitlock.
And good block, and he got around the side of the end. Most of their good runs have been off tackle, but he actually got around the corner and made the turn up. He had the speed. He can do that.
So we'll call that a 27-yard run for Maurice Whitlock. The ball out to the 45-yard line. Steele, quick pass out to the side. That was a dangerous pass. Hit the hands of his wide receiver and then fell incomplete.
Well, they're trying to get one-on-one coverage with the end and defender, but it hasn't worked tonight at all, not even one time. So about time to put that play in the back of the playbook.
Yeah, that one went right through Ty Good's hands. Second and 10 now for the Stallions. Urban remains in at running back just to the right of Steele. There's a snap handoff to Urban over the left side. Prodding a little bit. This is going to be a short gain of about 3 yards before he is stood up. It'll be a third and long.
And that was just good defensive play. The defensive lineman beating the blocks. Nowhere for Irvin to go on that one.
So this is going to be a 3rd and 8 for the Stallions from their own 48-yard line.
Passing game has not been effective for South Point either tonight, Greg. I'm not sure. It looks like real good defensive coverage by the backs, but they need to get the ball going with the air game too.
So 3 wide receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Steele will work out of the shotgun, drops back. Here comes the blitz by the Lions. Steele has nowhere to go, and again, he's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. That will go as another sack, and Steele just nowhere to go with the ball.
Well, let's give credit where it's due. The defensive line are beating their blocks. Steele goes back, sets up in the pocket, but before he can turn, plant his feet, find a receiver, the defenders are there. Now, I don't know if he's breaking the pocket too early, but he's not even throwing the ball. He's going back to pass and just trying to survive.
Yeah, he is not actually throwing the ball down the field at all tonight. Most of the times when he's looking down the field, he's had to run for his life.
Or he's throwing on the run, and then your accuracy goes down.
Well, Mega Blake is out to kick the ball away. Back for the Lions is Hack Hamilton. He stands at his own 23-yard line. There's the snap and the punt by Blake. And again, an end-over-end knuckle job that bounces at the 25 and takes a nice Stallions roll down to about the 10-yard line. And that is where the Lions will come back out on offense. And last time they went on a nice long drive and scored to almost tie it up, 21-20.
I don't think endurance is getting involved here, but South Point defense has been on the field a lot. And with other teams coming at you that hard and running that hard, sometimes the defense can get worn down. So we'll see who's stronger with the endurance, the quarterback who's getting beaten up, or the defenders who are having a tough time tonight too.
Well, and that last drive was 10 plays, 87 yards, and you're right, the South Point defense was out there for a long time. Here comes Tyler Venables and the Lions. Venables is going to pull the ball down. He wants to run right up the middle. That's going to be a gain of about 4 or 5. Nothing fancy there.
But, you know, South Point is a hard-hitting team. They really haven't hit anybody very hard tonight. And I get a feeling Venables is worn down. If they just get a hard lick on him, it may change his confidence and his willingness to run the ball.
Gain of 6. We'll call it 2nd and 4 for the Lions. Ball is at the 16-yard line. Venables will work out of the shotgun, hands it off to Sims. Sims is tackled right at the line of scrimmage, but he carries a number of defenders forward, and that'll be close to the line to gain.
And Sims is just a good hard runner, Kander Sims, averages 7.4 yards per carry.
And indeed, that is a first down as the ball is marked out at the 22-yard line. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. Stallions lead 21-20 over the Lions. Venables out of the shotgun. He's going to fake it now, keep it, rolls to his left. He wanted to run, but he's not able to, and he's going to get decked behind the line of scrimmage. I think that was he wanted to throw the ball, but then pulled it down and was going to run, and he really got pounded.
Yeah, there were 2 or 3 that got him. The only number I got on that was 44, who Dorian Manning. He's had a pretty good game tonight.
So we're going to call that a loss of 2 on the play. And that'll go back to the 20-yard line, bring up a 2nd and 12 for the Lions. Venables is a tough kid. 3 wide receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side, empty backfield. Venables wants to throw, looking downfield. Here comes pressure from Manning, throws right over the middle, has a wide receiver. That's Bruce, his running back. Bruce is going to have the first down as he goes out across the 35-yard line. And again, Venables just doing a nice job, kind of drifting to his right, buying time, and then finding a receiver open.
Receiver started down the right side, then just sort of drifted to the middle, had good vision, knew where the open spot was, made it a pretty easy pass.
Gain of 16 on the play and a first down for the Lions as they now have the ball at the 31-yard line, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Lions really have dominated the last 2 quarters of football here. Venables hands off to Sims right up the middle. He's got room, lowers his head, and that's going to be a gain of 6 on first downs.
Well, a gain of 4 to 6 yards if you're an offense. That's good. I mean, to start out 2nd and 4, you've got a lot of options. You can throw a run when it's 2nd and 4.
We'll call that a gain of 5, so it'll be 2nd and 5 from the 41-yard line. And some of that fatigue you were talking about, Mo, may become an issue now for the South Point Stallions.
A lot of players have their hand on the hips. That's a sign.
And now one of the wide receivers for that's Jabaris Hamilton. Has to go off the field. Stallions make a substitution as well. And you've got four wide receivers on the field, two split to each side. Keandre Sims is the running back just to the left of Tyler Venables, who can drive this offense for the Lions. Hand off to Sims right up the middle, breaks one tackle, just out over right at the 45-yard line. He'll be about a half a yard short of the line to gain.
But leading the third and one, and you're on the 45-yard line. You're really not in four-down territory. So look for a run.
And again, looks like we may have another spot. Of course, they picked the ball up and walked it back over. So we'll have another official timeout. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning of Rock Hill, the most comfortable call you can make, and by Badcock Home Furnishings, Liberty Street in York and Albright Road in Rock Hill. Appreciate all the sponsors of high school football playoffs right here on the OTS Sports Network.
And don't forget, coming up at 10 p.m. to midnight on all of your OTS sports stations, you'll hear Chuck Roberts with the End Zone. Recap of all tonight's playoff game with highlights, commentary, and interviews with the coaches. If you miss the show, catch it tomorrow morning on WRHI or any of the OTS network stations.
As you could hear, maybe the Lion faithful cheering. That was a first down. This will be first and 10. The ball, the nose of the ball right at the 46-yard line, still in Daniel territory. 2:38 to go. Daniel trying to take the lead, trailing 21-20. Venables out of the shotgun, hands off to Sims. It is a reverse with a wide receiver coming around the left side. That's Earl. Earl's not going to make it back to the line of scrimmage before a very quick South Point Stallion defense chases him out, led by Deshaun Davis.
You can hear the fans on our crowd mic picking up holding. There was a one-on-one block, and a lot of fans wondering. They're getting a little tired of holding being called on South Point. I'm not sure if it was or not, but either way, second and 11.
Indeed, second and 11. Actually, we'll call it second and 12 from the 44-yard line. Venables out of the shotgun. Throws left, looking for his running back, Sims. And Sims not able to bring that in, so this is going to bring up a third and long.
Should be an obvious passing situation, Greg. Third and long.
And again, and Venables has run this very well. Even when they've been in long situations behind the chain. So third and 12 for the Lions. Big play here in the third quarter of this game. Three wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Venables drops back, looks left, wants to throw left. Here comes the pressure. Venables is in trouble now, just throws it away. Finds Hamilton downfield right at the midfield stripe. That's going to be well short of the first down. And just an incredible job by Venables not being sacked. You know, he was backpedaling and was able to find Hack Hamilton. And the ball was resting just shy of the midfield stripe.
Should be a punting situation for most teams, fourth and five at midfield. But remember, the quarterback is also the punter. And we've already seen him sort of have an option to run, pass, or kick on the last possession.
And again, the Stallions are playing a base defense. They're not going to even put anybody back deep to receive this punt. They're just playing a normal defense, and we'll see if they can get a rush on Venables, who is also the punter. And he indeed has gone a punt, so the Stallions will just let it bounce and see where it goes, and actually takes the Stallions bounce, kicks backward. It'll be marked down at the 17-yard line. So the Stallions defense is able to hold, and now the offense needs to see if they can find some kind of rhythm.
Well, 2 minutes, 6 seconds go in third quarter. Clock not a factor. Up 1 point is not where you want to be if you're a South Point fan. We did notice they have a good field goal kicker for Daniel. He's 8 for 10. He's kicked a 38-yarder, so he has range. And in warm-ups, it looks like he could kick it from 45. So South Point needs a score if they're going to win this ball game. 1 point is just not enough of a lead to beat Daniel.
So we'll say the ball's on the South Point 17-yard line, two wide receivers to the near side. Steele pitches the ball to Irvin on the right side. He's got room. Irvin across the 25 at the 30. Irvin at the 40, breaks another tackle. Joe Irvin is on the move inside Lion territory at the 30. Joe Irvin finally pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line. He cut all the way back across the field, had some blockers down there in front of him. What a run by Joe Irvin.
He did a good job of using speed, finding his blocks, and had two blockers in front of him, but just not able to get them to get that very last block that would have let him score. Still a nice run. South Point needed a play like that.
Indeed they did. We'll call that a 46-yard run, if my quick math is correct. Now on the Lions' 27-yard line, going to hand off up the middle to Whitlock. Whitlock looking for room, and he gets inside the 25-yard line. And the Stallions' offense is in a little bit of a hurry-up mode.
Well, they when they pick up the pace, they seem to play better and sort of catches the defense unprepared on some plays. And if you're thinking field goal, South Point, don't. They need to get inside the 10-yard line before they would try one.
Mo said don't. Second down and seven. Steele's going to keep this one on the left side inside the 20. Steele down to the 15 and then shoved out of bounds and saved by a spectator along the sideline from going onto the track. That'll be a first down for the Stallions inside the Lions' 15-yard line.
Close to field goal range.
But Mo says no as they mark the ball at the 13-yard line.
Oh, they want seven. They're not thinking field goal. I'm just sort of
Whitlock
teasing.
Stays in at running back just to the right of Steele. Steele calls for it, hands off to Whitlock up the middle. Whitlock looking for room, tries to bounce left, and that'll be no gain on that play. Second and 10.
Look for South Point to keep it on the ground. They actually do a good job passing inside the 20 also, but tonight it's just not there. I don't think Steele has the confidence to stay in the pocket and find a receiver, and the receivers have been covered. So this is four down territory. Look for three more runs, and Joe Irvin is the guy.
Inside 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Stallions trying to get points on the board for the first time since the first quarter. Steele keeps it right up the middle, had nowhere to go with the ball. The ball came loose, but it had already been blown dead. So it's going to be third and long for the South Point Stallions.
Well, third and long should be an obvious passing situation. But, again, I was kidding. Actually, from the 15-yard line, they can make a field goal from there. But they haven't gotten one this year from that far. If where they are now would be over 20 yards. They just haven't tried it.
The ball is just inside the 14-yard line. Third and 10 for the South Point Stallions, deep in Lion territory. Two wide receivers split to each side. Irvin is the running back in the backfield just to the right of Steele. And it looks like the Stallions may wait for the end of the quarter to run down. And they indeed will. So as the third quarter comes to a close here at District 3 South Stadium, we've got a barn burner. South Point Stallions 21, Daniel Lions 20. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on the OTS Sports Network.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
With 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
Alton Hyatt is Rock Hill's real estate expert, specializing in residential purchase and refinancing, home equity and land purchases, plus probate, estate planning, and wills. Call 328-1851. Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. Counsel with a name you know.
Get energy-efficient comfort and peace of mind protection. The Tempstar No Hassle Replacement Limited Warranty offers unit replacement protection at no extra cost.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
Don't risk driving with a damaged windshield or a broken sunroof. We can service all your auto glass needs. This is Wade Baker with Baker Auto Glass Repair in Rock Hill. All our installations are guaranteed not to leak. Call me at 230-1996 or BakerAutoEnterprises.com. Look for the mustache.
Your perfect match. Perhaps it's a love seat or a plush mattress. Or maybe it's a shiny oak table. Hi, I'm Jeff Hart at York Badcock, and I bet you I have your perfect match. With great values, hometown service, easy financing, Badcock will help you out. And for credit you can actually get, we make it easy. Stop by or give us a call at 803-628-0911. Isn't it time you find your perfect match?
Third and 10, Malik Steele over the middle of the field, right at the goal line, broken up, incomplete. Steele was looking for Isaac Ross, but good defense. It's going to be fourth and 10 now from the Lions' 13-yard line. What will Coach Strait-Heron decide?
Well, you're borderline field goal. You could make it, but you're at an angle. You haven't got one that long. It would be a 31-yard field goal. And you haven't had one that long this year. I think you've had a 28-yarder.
Yeah, and I don't think Strait-Heron thought about it very long. So the South Point Stallions will go for it, fourth and 10. Same scenario at the end of the first half, inside the red zone. unable to convert and missed an opportunity to score. Play clock now under 10, and Strait Heron's going to have to call a timeout so they can talk about this critical time of this football game, Mo. Again, to be inside the red zone two times if you go back to the end of the first half,
yeah.
And they need to walk away with points if they want to stay in this game.
Well, we had said back in August that a lot of fans, if you're a South Point fan, were worried that the kicking game would come back and bite us at some point, and it hasn't done that. The kicking game's actually been very consistent. The field goals tried were 1 for 2 or 2 for 4, and extra points were 90%. So it's not that bad. We just don't have range, and that's been hurting South Point. The problem, with Greg, the way I see it, if they don't score here and Daniel gets the ball back, their drives are not two-minute drives and they're there or not there. They're running the ball, keeping it on the ground, and they're eating up 6 or 8 minutes of clock when they get the ball. And South Point needs Deffert scored on this possession, on this drive.
All right, so here we go. 4th and 10 from the South from the Lions' 14-yard line. Stallions trying to convert a 4th and long. Steele's going to work out of the shotgun. Urban just to his right. 2 wide receivers to each side. And now one of the referees sends a South Point player off the field. And again, that was Rasek Miles. And in his place comes Omega Blake. So now here we go. 4th and 10 for the Stallions. Steele looks over the Lion defense, showing 4 down. Looks like they'll rush 4. Steele looking downfield, throws downfield, complete inside the 5, right at the goal line. It'll be a 1st down. The ball came loose. So we're going to have to see once it's all done. It looked like the initial catch was a 1st down, and then the receiver was shoved back, and the ball came loose.
Normally the whistle is blown with forward progress.
And it looks like the officiating crew is talking about it right now.
Oh, the ball was definitely pulled out after possession had stopped, but that's a sort of a judgment call on the referee's end.
Well, and the Lion defense went running off the field. The Stallion offense still standing at the 5-yard line. If it's ruled a complete pass, it's going to be a 1st down.
Be 1st and 3 if it's complete.
And they do indeed call it a completed pass and a fumble inside the 5-yard line, and the Lions are going to take over. The ball is marked just shy of the 5. So a completed pass, fumble, recovery by the Lions.
And Coach Strait Heron has his hands up. He's on the field, contesting it, ready to walk out on the field. Hopefully he's not going to be flagged here. Not happy with that call. If this were an NFL or college, you'd see a replay, and we would know. A lot of South Point fans do not agree with that call, Greg.
Well, but we are not, and we will not have a replay. So now the Stallions defense is going to have to take advantage of this field position. And now Strait Heron has asked to talk to head referee Ron Paul, because clearly he doesn't agree with it. Based on what you were saying, the receiver caught the ball, forward progress was stopped, and then as he was pushed back, the ball was ripped out. Now, again, judgment call. And you can make that, that's not going to be changed. They're not going to change their minds now. As a matter of fact, I don't think Ron Paul said a word to Strait Heron. He just stood there and listened.
Well, and I don't want to sound like I'm getting ready to sound. The head ref has been involved in every one of these calls. It's been a bit controversial.
And the conversation's continuing now with one of the side judges. So well, there's even question among the refereeing crew on exactly what this is. And you can hear that the natives are very restless because they really feel like this has been a tough sledding tonight out here.
Well, this is one of those times, if you're a South Point fan, you say don't get mad, get even, get in there and make a big play on defense, create a turnover, make something good happen.
All right, so here come the Lions from their own 4-yard line. Venables out of the shotgun, drops back, wants to throw, looks right, throws right now. High pass. Incomplete. Excellent play on the far side by Jalen Mahoney. And Jalen Mahoney kind of got up and made a little gesture, and there's a flag now down, and that's going to be a taunting call that is going to bring the Lions out of the shadow of their own end zone, out near the 15-20-yard line.
The biggest part of that is, you just said, Greg, now the ball goes from the 4-yard line, which makes offenses very nervous, out to the 15 or 20. Wow.
Well, our statisticians keep track of penalties, I think, and I've got bad news if you're a South Point fan.
11.
11 for South Point, 2 with Daniel. Wow. That's a lot of yardage, and it absolutely has impacted the game, as much as I hate to say that.
So they're calling an unsportsmanlike conduct on the Stallions.
Coach Straight-Herring out on the field again. He doesn't get upset often, and so when he's upset, he's usually got something that's pretty legit.
So again, as we've already stated, now that ball is going to be walked from inside the 5-yard line.
Wow, wow. Hate to see, you know, if you're a South Point, you're still ahead 21-20, but you just got a feeling something bad's going to happen tonight. 11 penalties, wow. 2 against Daniel. That's hard to believe, too. They've been running the ball so much, you would think you'd have a little more holding. Fans are not happy at South Point right now.
Ball now out on the 19-yard line, and there are 2 penalties. So they just walked off 2 15-yard penalties. The ball is now on the 34-yard line. I didn't see the second flag, and I don't know if that was a sideline penalty or what, but the ball literally went from the 4-yard line to the 34-yard line for the Lions. Venables takes a snap, throws left, has his wide receiver out around the 35-yard line.
Wow, wow. So that's 13 penalties in, or 12. 12 penalties versus 2.
Ball marked at the 40 after a 6-yard gain. It's going to be a 2nd and 4. The Stallions are on the edge right now. Need to settle down and get control. Venables hands off to Bruce. Bruce cuts back. He's got the first down as he rolls out across the 45-yard line. It'll be marked at the 47.
Well, if you're a South Point fan, what you really look for here is a turnover. A slow, long drive by Daniel will be the worst thing that could ever happen to you. They could literally march down the field as they're doing now and score and give South Point the ball back with only time for one possession.
Yeah, 11 minutes, 10 seconds left on the clock in this game. Lions do trail by a point. Sure doesn't feel like it. Stallions up 21-20. The tide seems to be rolling against the Stallions. Venables checks the wristband. Again, ball at the 46. 3 wide receivers to the near side. Venables is going to run right. This is run all the way. He's got the edge inside Stallions territory. Inside the 40, inside the 35. Venables all the way down inside the Stallions red zone. Nobody on the outside. And now the Lions are knocking on the doorstep.
Well, they're certainly in field goal range, and that would give them the lead. The good news for South Point is it wasn't a 6-minute drive. It couldn't end up being a 2-minute drive. Gives you a few more options, but everything going Daniel's way. Just a good run. That was just a good run around right in.
Ball marked at the 12-yard line. That was a 42-yard run by Tyler Venables. He's got 2 running backs in the backfield with him now, both Bruce and Sims. He leans over, says something to Bruce on his left, Sims on his right. Stallions defense trying to catch their breath. Venables wants to throw. He's hit as he throws the ball. Touchdown for the Lions. The South Point defender never saw the ball. That was Deshaun Davis got turned around. Venables found his wide receiver, and that is a touchdown. And the Daniel Lions have taken the lead 26-21 with 10:37 to go in this game.
Venables hit again as he released the ball, hit hard. A play member of his own team had to help him get up, but he keeps coming back.
So now the South Point offense is going to have to respond.
And remember, they blocked the last extra point. Sometimes that can be in the mind of the snapper, holder, kicker. So let's keep our eyes open on this extra point.
And it looks like actually they're going to go for 2. So Venables is back out on the field, exact same set as before, both running backs. And now the Lions are going to have to call a timeout and talk about this. We'll step away briefly. Critical time in this game. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on the OTS Sports Network.
You're in your car, waiting at a light, and suddenly you hear... You've been rear-ended, and what you do about it in the next few hours and days could affect your future health forever. See Dr. Ruben Orr at Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever, Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab, India Hook Road.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big.
So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
For the first time in this game, the Daniel Lions have taken the lead over the South Point Stallions. 10:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Lions are up 26-21, getting ready to attempt a two-point conversion, which would force South Point to score a touchdown and convert their extra point to tie. So Tyler Venables, who sparked that last drive with a 42-yard run, is back out on the field. The running back Sims in a pistol formation right behind him. Now movement along the line of the Lions, and that's going to be a procedure call, and they'll move that back 5 yards.
It makes it much more difficult. They're, you know, running from 2 yard lines is a lot easier than running from the 7.
But they will, the Lions will keep their offensive unit on the field. They've committed to this 2-point conversion. Right now, the score 21-26. This is a big play in this game. Two wide receivers split to each side. Sims is the running back just to the right. Venables takes the snap, looks right, wants to throw right, does indeed throw right. Finds a wide receiver in the back corner of the end zone. Point after is complete, the 2-point conversion. So the Daniel Lions now lead this game 28-21 over the South Point Stallions. Beautifully thrown ball to the corner to Hampton Earl.
That's the kind you see on Sunday afternoon. Perfectly thrown high right in the corner. Defender did not have a chance. Pretty good coverage, but ball thrown, and his feet were just in the corner. I couldn't tell if he's in or out, but two different refs quickly went up over that it was good. So that was just a wonderful offensive play by Daniel Lyons on that one.
So now the South Point Stallions just have to shake all this penalty stuff and all the things they've been dealing with, and just to settle down and try to get a South Point offensive drive. They've got 10 minutes, 37 seconds on the clock, more than enough time. We may see two or three more touchdowns before this game is over, based on the potential explosiveness of these two teams.
And as Coach Straight Heron has said more times than one, is the strength of a team or the character of a team is when things aren't going well, can you come back? Can you play well? Can, when the chips are down? South Point being tested in that. Playoff game, you lose, you go home.
Clay Moore, the kicker for the Lions, has been kind of doing these mortar kicks that go maybe 20, 30 yards down the field. And you would anticipate the exact same thing. Maurice Whitlock standing at the 30-yard line, Omega Blake at about the 28. So here comes the kick, and it is a boot a little bit further down to the right, and that is going to be Joe Urban, who takes it at his own 25, coming back across the field. Out across the 30, makes a man miss across the 35, and then thrown down at the 37. So pretty decent coverage, and it looks like maybe Urban cramped up right at the end of that play, kind of grabbing his lower right leg.
It's still sitting on the ground. Good news if you're a South Point fan, no flags on that. So 37-yard line, you're in a good place, 10 and a half minutes, no reason to panic. Just do what you've been doing all year if you're a South Point fan. Of course, if you're Daniel, you just keep playing hard-nosed defense. They're playing a good game.
Indeed they are. High school football playoffs here on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. Discover the Founders difference. FoundersFCU.com. And brought to you by your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 convenient locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. Joe Urban still on the ground, and we think it was a cramp, just kind of the way he grabbed his leg. He came from the far side of the field, probably ran 40 yards to gain about 15. Yeah. But he is back up and walking.
Yeah, at South Point desperately needs him back on the field, but he's going to have to come to sideline and let the trainers tend to him. But they need him on this possession. But, you know, if he's injured, you got to take care of him. Maurice Whitlock will come in. No, there's number three, and isn't that nice? Quay Chambers, he's been a backup, but when he's had opportunity, he's done pretty well.
So, indeed, Quay Chambers now comes in as the halfback. He lines up just to the left of Steele. Whitlock comes in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep with Whitlock looking upfield. Whitlock turns up.
There's
a face mask out across the 45-yard line. Whitlock's face mask was grabbed, but there are no flags on the field.
Wow.
And that will be a first down run for Maurice.
The fans sure saw it. The coaches saw it. And five referees, oh, they did see it. I beg my pardon.
There you go. Plus the penalty. Easy, Mo. Take a deep breath. So they're going to add 15 onto that, which was the face mask, but a good strong run by Maurice Whitlock.
And Whitlock, he has that blazing speed. When he turns the corner, he can go the distance. He and Joe Irvin are just a 1-2 punch that are unbeatable in high school football.
The ball now just inside the Daniel 37-yard line, first and 10 for the South Point Stallions. Steele out of the shotgun, wants to throw. Looks right over the middle, has a wide receiver. That's going to be complete to Isaac Ross. Ross makes a nice move, run after the catch, still on his feet. He's going to be all the way inside the 20-yard line. Wow. Excellent run after the catch, Isaac Ross.
Well, he was hit and sort of went down, but put one hand down, sort of like the old bear crawl, and got another 10 yards. I thought he was going to keep going. Nice run.
Call that a 24-yard completion as the ball now is marked inside the 15, down to the 13 of the Lions. 10 minutes to go in. Shotgun's going to hand, actually going to keep, follows Whitlock into the hole. And Steele is hit roughly, breaks out of one tackle, and then he is dropped with a bear hug after a gain of about two.
Well, Steele's running hard, and that's good, but he's not the strongest player. He's limping now, maybe coming out of the game. He's really tried to do a little too much running the ball tonight, in my opinion, Greg.
Well, that was a nice move, and indeed he started to act like he was going to run off. Omega Blake is ready, but Steele will stay out on the field. Joe Irvin already on the sideline with cramps. Whitlock in at running back. Play clock down to 10 now. As Steele looks over the Lion defense. Whitlock just to his right. Under 5. Steele takes the snap, rolling right, wants to throw little pass to Whitlock. Whitlock trying to get back to the line to gain, and Talik Steele comes limping off the field. Don't know if he's cramped up or what, but now it's going to be in the hands of sophomore Omega Blake.
And he didn't gain more yardage than we thought, Greg. It's going to be 3rd and 3. Should be a running situation for South Point.
So the ball is now marked at the 7-yard line. Indeed, a 3rd and 3. Stallions need to get inside the 5-yard line. And sophomore Omega Blake now at running back. Very talented athlete. Just hasn't had a lot of experience running the offense so far this year. Whitlock is just to his right. Two wide receivers to each side. Blake takes the snap, hands off to Whitlock. Whitlock looks up the middle, lowers the pads, drops the head, and he may have enough for the first down.
It's going to be close. He's inside the 5-yard line. It's going to depend on the mark.
And they stop the clock at 8:17 to take a look at the spot of this ball.
If not, absolutely, South Point would go for it. But now you have a backup quarterback with a backup running back. And, Greg, sometimes when you have that, you're likely to have a turnover. The ball is not going to be handled properly. So South Point really being pressed and here to do some great things with their second player teams on the row, on
so
the field.
For about the 5th or 6th time, the chains will come out on the field for a measurement. And it looks like the Stallions have moved their jumbo set in. You've got Adam Fox, who has come in. We'll see what's going to happen. But right now, starting quarterback Talik Steele is on the sideline. Sophomore Omega Blake in there running the controls. But now I see Steele back on the field with a slight limp.
No word on Joe Irvin. I'm trying to find him.
Joe just walked back out on the field as well.
Okay, so the A-team is back on
yeah.
there.
But Steele, though, a noticeable limp. Looks like Irvin is moving around okay. It is going to be 4th down and less than 0.5 yard for the South Point Stallions. They've been down here 2 times before with 4th down opportunities deep in Lion territory. There's the snap. Steele keeps it. Steele is going to score on the QB keeper over the right side. Talik Steele, touchdown.
He faked to the halfback, going from the right side to the left, toward the left end. Everybody for Daniel went with the fake, kept the ball, sprinted to the right. There was one defender there who sort of ran with him, but he was able to get inside to the touchdown before he got out of bounds.
We'll call that a 3-yard touchdown run for Talik Steele, who limped out on the field after having to take a play off. Now the all-important point after by Wyatt Grantham. Whitlock is the holder. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. And the kick is good. We are tied here at the Corral, 28-all. boy, do we have a barn burner tonight at District 3 South Stadium. 28-28, the Lions and the Stallions. You're listening to high school playoff football on the OTS Sports Network.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Marion Manheim.
The sense of community, and you're really part of the community as a whole.
It's wonderful, and it's kept me going.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Imagine if the only way you had to get from room to room in your home was to crawl through ducts. Mitsubishi Electric gives you a better way. With room-by-room temperature control, lower energy bills, and no new ductwork. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Make comfort personal.
Call AirTech, 327-7100.
Have we got an exciting game here at District 3 South Stadium. 8:08 on the clock. That's all that's left in this game, and we are tied at 28. The Stallions offense responds, going down the field, scoring a touchdown to tie this game at 28.
First point South Point has scored, Greg, since the first quarter. So no points for South Point in the second or third.
Here's the kickoff. Goes back to Hamilton. Hamilton takes it at his own 17, working his way up the middle of the field, spins, and then is dropped right around the 35-yard line. Six plays, 63 yards for the South Point Stallions, capped by a three-yard Talik Steele touchdown run.
And South Point defense just has not been effective stopping the Lions offense. I think I only remember maybe two punts, but Daniel really done a good job moving the ball and controlling the clock.
And they will start at their own 36-yard line now with this game tied, 8 minutes to go. Venables has three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. The running back is Billy Bruce, just to Venables' right. Venable takes the snap, hands to Bruce. Bruce looking for room, cuts back right up the middle, and he's got room. Bruce is tripped up, shoestring tackle as he falls down to the 50-yard line. That was about two steps from going the distance.
He was close. He had a hole on the left side, then he made a great cut, and nobody there except the safety. Good thing he was there to bring him down.
Gain of 13 on the play, first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Venable, same set, three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Bruce stays in as the running back. Venables takes the snap. He's going to keep looking right, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. No fooling there. Rontarius Aldridge hit Venables in the backfield, and he had nowhere to go.
Just rolled right, but the defense had penetrated the line of scrimmage and never gave a chance for Venables to sort of turn his shoulders upfield.
Loss of a yard on the play. It's going to bring up second and 11 for the Lions. Clock continues to roll. 7:15. We are tied here in the fourth quarter, 28-28. Stallions and Lions, round two of the playoffs. Venables out of the shotgun, sends Bruce in motion. Now he comes over to the other side. Venables wants to throw. Here comes the four-man rush. Venables throws down the right side, overthrows the intended receiver, who is Billy Bruce, who had come on a wheel route out of the backfield.
Pretty good coverage, step for step with him, and the ball just not had to be thrown perfectly or would cannot have been caught. And that was 48, Troy Frazier on the sophomore on the coverage. Good job.
Third and 11 now for the Lions from their own 48-yard line. Another big play in this game. Venables out of the shotgun. He's going to keep the ball, wants to run, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. Excellent play by the South Point Stallions defense. Jai Davis and Rontarius Aldridge. Venables never had a chance. Loss of five on the play. It's going to be fourth and 16.
An obvious punting situation here. I would be real surprised to see anything different than that. South Point is bringing the punting team out. Remember, the last three times Daniel has punted, South Point has not had a punting team because of the fear of the fake punt, but this should be a punt for South Point. Should give them a chance to be back in good field position.
And Venable does the punting. Ross back at his own 30-yard line. Venables takes the snap, puts his right leg into it. Kind of a sideways kick. It goes out of bounds. It'll be interesting to see where the officials mark this one. As the far side official keeps walking up the sideline to about the 40-yard line. So the Stallions are in business at their own 40-yard line, 6:10 to go. Mo, this is a playoff game.
This is it, 6:10, and if you're a player, coach, fan, this is sort of what you dream of. Playoff is tied, 6 minutes to go. Your team has the ball if you're a South Point fan, and you're just looking to do something good.
High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by the Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, supporting York County sports for over 110 years. So here we go. Stallions first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Two wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Talik Steele is back in.
Joe Irvin is not in.
Maurice Whitlock is in at running back. Irvin went out earlier with cramps. Steele takes the snap, looking for a hole. He wants to run, pulls it down, and he's across the 45, across midfield, inside Daniel territory, all the way down to the 35-yard line goes Talik Steele.
Most running we've seen from Talik Steele this year by far. He's probably approaching 100 yards just in rushing. Not that many yards in passing, but a good job running it.
27-yard run by Talik Steele. Stallions trying to keep the pedal down on this offense.
Joe Irvin back in, Greg.
Ball marked at the 33-yard line, first and 10. 6 minutes to go in this game, tied at 28. Steele calls for the snap, hands it off to Irvin. Irvin just kind of prodding, nowhere to go. That'll be no gain on that run.
Just defensive line just held their ground. Irvin just nowhere to go, and there's no other way to say it. The South Point offensive line is really good this year, but tonight they're getting manhandled.
Second and 10 for the Stallions. Again, the ball at the 33-yard line. Three wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Joe Irvin is the running back. Just to the right of Steele in the shotgun. Steele wants to throw. Quick out to the near side. That is good. Good takes a Lion defender out of bounds with him, and they're going to mark that ball inside the 25-yard line.
Short of the first down, be another third down situation for South Point.
Again, right at the line to gain, probably about a yard, half a yard for the South Point Stallions. Third down, clock continues to roll. Actually stopped at 5:22. Steele out of the shotgun. Irvin, the running back, just to his right. Also have Quay Chambers in there in a halfback position. Play clock's inside 5:02. Get the snap off, hand off to Irvin. Irvin spins. He's got enough for the first down. And boy, they were flirting with disaster on the play clock. That ball was snapped right as one went off the clock.
I think that could have gone either way, and I feel sure Daniel coaches are calling that to attention to referee. It was close, Greg. Break for South Point on that one, I think.
So first down run by Joe Irvin. Just a nice power run. The ball down now to the 22-yard line. Clock rolling at 5:10. 28-28. Stallions went behind, had to drive to tie things up. Now they're looking to go ahead deep in Daniel territory. Steele's going to keep this one right up the middle. Looked like he had some room, and then he was dropped roughly after about a four-yard gain.
Well, he faked a pitch to Irvin, and I think Irvin actually had some daylight in front of him, but still saw 5 yards straight ahead and took it, and second and six, I believe. That's not a bad place to be either.
Yeah, we'll call it second and six now. The ball at the Lions' 18-yard line. Two wide receivers to each side. Irvin stays in as the back just to the right of Steele. Whitlock comes in motion. Now Talik Steele keeps it, and that was dangerous.
I think Talik is trying to do too much. He's got some great running backs. Somehow that South Point's got to find a way to put the ball in the hands. He's got to be worn down by now too, Greg.
Maybe a gain of a half a yard or so. It's going to be third and six. We'll say it's still at the 18-yard line. And clearly, probably four down territory at this point. Irvin is the running back. Two wide receivers are split to each side. Play clock inside 10. Game clock at 4 minutes. Now the Stallions will have to call a timeout as that play clock was down to 1 second. Again, frustration for Straight Heron. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Schiller Hamilton Law Firm. We've got your back. 366-0333. Also brought to you by AirTech Heating and Air. Call Benny Etter at 327-7100 for all your heating and air needs.
And be sure to listen in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the Red Zone. We'll be announcing tonight's AirTech Heating and Air Special Team Player of the Week live on Interstate 107.
And this has been an exciting game. Glad you're with us on this chilly Friday night. We've got the window open here in the press box, and everybody keeps looking at us like, can you please shut the window? But you got to feel it, Mo. You can't just see it. You've got to feel it.
And you can hear it, too. And you can smell the turkey legs. That's my favorite part of it.
I think they've closed up the turkey leg shop. We have 3:57 to go in this game, tied at 28. South Point Stallions have the ball on the Lions' 18-yard line, 3rd and 6. Undoubtedly, two-down territory for the Stallions. Talik will work out of the shotgun. Irvin just to his left. Two wide receivers to each side. Blitz from the Lions. Steele throws over the middle. Over the outstretched hands of Maurice Whitlock. Now a tough decision. It's a 4th and 6. It would have been a first down, but Steele just overthrew Whitlock a little bit.
A little surprised at that play call. You know, if you had run the ball and picked up 2 or 3 yards, you're only a yard or two away. But now it's 4th and 6. They're not in field goal range. They're on the 16. I don't believe they have tried a field goal that far this year. So look for another play, Craig.
Yep, and again, the play clock already down to 13 as the Stallions approach the line of scrimmage. Big play here, 4th and 6. Steele calls for the ball, drops straight back. Here comes the pressure. Steele steps up, throws now, has a wide receiver open, and it's going to be a touchdown for the South Point Stallions. Ty Good found another opening in that defense and takes it into the end zone, and the South Point Stallions take the lead with 3:43 to go in the game.
Well, I guess you could, if you're a South Point fan, you would say a courageous call. Steele went back to pass and saw a little space on the right. I think he thought he could run and get the first down, but held up before he got in line of scrimmage. Receiver wide open, put the ball right where he needed it.
That was on a 4th down and 6 as the South Point Stallions regain the lead. Point after attempt now coming up for Wyatt Grantham. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. With 3:43 to go in this game, the South Point Stallions back in front, 35-28. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on the OTS Sports Network.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Don't risk driving with a damaged windshield or a broken sunroof. We can service all your auto glass needs. This is Wade Baker with Baker Auto Glass Repair in Rock Hill. All our installations are guaranteed not to leak. Call me at 230-1996 or BakerAutoEnterprises.com. Look for the mustache.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short-term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. You know, we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
No time to catch your breath. Omega Blake kicks off. Hack Hamilton's going to pick it up right at his 18-yard line, move right across the field, now cuts right up the middle, and he's on the move. Hack Hamilton is going to bring that kickoff return all the way back out across the 45, and the Lions are going to have excellent field position with 3:33 to go in this game.
Well, 3:33 is enough time. I don't think they'll be too concerned about that, but they've been doing most of their damage on the ground. They may need to be able to put the ball in the air a bit. I think they still have 2 timeouts left. So this is going to be the game, Greg. This one drive is going to determine whether they who wins this game.
Well, the Stallions answered 8 plays, 60 yards. They've scored 2 straight touchdowns to tie and then regain the lead. Lions start their own 47. Venables out of the shotgun, drops straight back, wants to throw. Here comes some pressure from Aldridge. Throws down the middle of the field. Great coverage. Incomplete pass. And I want to tell you something. Josh McClure made a grown-up decision. He could have lit up Hack Hamilton, and there would have been a penalty, and he pulled up and let him run by after the incomplete pass.
I agree, and I hope the coaches or somebody pats him on the back for that. It won't show up in the stats, but it was a big play.
2nd down and 10 now for the Lions from their own 47-yard line. 3:28 to go. Lions trail by 7. Venables keeps, goes right up the middle. He's going to gain about 5. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 5.
3:21, still plenty of time. That's not the issue. And I imagine if you're a Daniel coach on the staff, you're in 4-down territory, even though you're only on the 48-yard line.
Well, they need 7 to tie, so a field goal doesn't do you any good. 3rd and 5 now. from the South Point 48. Venables out of the shotgun. Looks to the sideline for the call. There are three wide receivers to the near side. Sims is the running back to Venables' left. Stallions show pressure. And now the Lions are going to have to call a timeout as the play clock got down inside 5 seconds. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network is sponsored in part by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Lion in Lake Wylie. Also brought to you by Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab. See Dr. Ruben Orr, Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever. We appreciate all the proud sponsors of South Point Stallions as they try to continue this drive toward five.
And a reminder, you can hear all the action of Winthrop Eagle basketball starting at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Hear it all on FM 94.3 and 104.1 The Bridge as Winthrop battles East Tennessee State. And tune in again Wednesday afternoon at 12:30 as Winthrop travels to Kentucky.
Woo! So here's our situation, 2:48 on the clock in the fourth quarter. South Point Stallions lead the Daniel Lions 35-28. Coming in this game, we said these were two evenly matched teams. It's the way it's played out tonight. There have been ebbs and flows to this game. The South Point Stallions now have the Lions 3rd and 5 at the South Point 48. And as Mo mentioned, this is two down territory. So if the Stallions want to end it now, they've got to stop the Lions twice. Venables will work out of the shotgun. Sims just to his right in the backfield. Venables checks the sideline, now sends Sims in motion. Venables looks left, wants to throw left, throws to Sims. Sims has got it to the 45, and that'll be enough for a first down as he runs the ball inside the 40. And on that little, he sends the running back out, and when the defense doesn't move, you've got a wide-open running back for an easy 10 yards. The ball now near the 37-yard line.
That looked too easy. He's a swing pattern on the left, and he needed 6. He got 10.
So first and 10 from the 37-yard line. Again, Venables in the shotgun, drops straight back, wants to throw. Looks right, looking right, now throwing right, has a wide receiver open, and that's going to be complete, about a 13-yard gain. The ball now down to about the inside the 25-yard line of South Point.
And that ball was sort of floated into the receiver. The defender had a little trouble with his footing and just couldn't get any traction to go make a play on it.
2:32 to go in this game. Lions trying to tie it up and potentially send this into overtime. Venables will work out of the shotgun. Sims just to his right. Stallions show three down linemen. Rush 4. Venables looks right, throws right. Dangerous pass and complete inside the 10-yard line. What an excellent catch that time. And that was Javaris Hamilton.
Some of the South Point players thought he was out of bounds. He was certainly close, but no hesitation from the referee. First and 10.
Looks like the ball's now marked at the 7-yard line of the South Point Stallions. 2:18 on the clock. Lions are doing this quickly. Sims the running back. Venables out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to each side. Venables takes the snap. He's going to keep right up the middle. Tyler Venables just short of the goal line. He's going to be marked at the 1. It will be 2nd and goal from the 1.
And again, that's a quarterback just going off tackle, putting his head down like he's a running back. There's no quarterback in that move.
Clock continues to run now at the 2-minute mark. Venables under center, quarterback sneak, and waiting for the signal, and he is in. Touchdown, Daniel Lions. They pull to within 1, 34-35.
Some of the fans don't like that call either. Only one referee signaled touchdown. The one on the closer side did not signal. But no hesitation. The question now is, well, yes, they are kicking.
Now comes the, all-important point after. The holder is Noah Lumpton. The kicker, Clay Moore, who had one blocked earlier in the game. Lions need this point after to tie it up. The snap, the hold, the kick. It is up. Not a strong one, but it is good. And there's a flag down. We're going to get a roughing the kicker. And that'll be enforced, I'm sure, on the kickoff.
Well, or they'll have an option of taking the penalty. Would move the ball to the 1-yard line. They could go for 2.
I don't know that you take points off the board.
Well, yeah. I mean, but they would have that option is my point. At least I think they would.
Well, and I want to say that Clay Moore, the kicker, when he had the kick blocked, got banged up a little bit. Yeah. And now it looks like the same thing happened. So the Stallions were trying to block it again. And so the clock is stopped at 1:54 as Clay Moore gets up and he's going to shake it off and then limp off. But there is a flag on the field, so we're going to have a roughing the kicker call. We're tied at 35, 1:54 to go. The Stallions are going to have one more opportunity.
Minute 54 for South Point is plenty of time. They've shown this year every game that they can score in a hurry and not in the air. They have this knack for getting Joe Irvin open for these 50, 60, 70-yard runs. Indeed, the signal is given, Chris. It is roughing the kicker, and apparently it will be marked on the kickoff. That is going to make a little bit tougher for South Point.
Yeah.
Instead of being around the 40-yard line, they're going to probably be starting their drive around the 20, maybe further back.
So they call the personal foul, and now they will mark off, I assume, the 15 yards from the normal 40-yard line. So the Lions will be kicking off from the South Point 45. Now, it'll be interesting to see what they want to do here. You could kick it deep and let it go through the end zone, come out to the 25, or you try to get cute and try an onside kick. Because
I was going to bring that up.
Yep.
I don't think you do that, but they certainly could.
And the Stallions are set for an onside kick attempt, as they have seven players right near the line of scrimmage and only four back. So it'll be interesting to see how this is going to go.
And the kicker is paying a lot of attention to how the ball is set up. It is set up so he could make it a roller if he wants.
Well, the backup kicker is Thaddeus Major. And he's out there because Moore is hurt. So here comes the attempt. And it'll be a kick deep, and they should just let it go into the end zone. And indeed, it is a touchback. So interesting call. I wonder maybe if they are trying to pin them inside the 10, and the kick was just a little bit long.
Yeah.
Either way, the South Point Stallions really don't pay a price for that personal foul penalty, as they will start this drive at the 20-yard line.
And we'll check our statistician. I think South Point has one timeout left. And that may be also another factor as they get down, assuming they can make a drive down the field.
So here we go. 1:54 to go in this game. We are tied at 35. It has been a battle back and forth. Talik Steele, three wide receivers to the near side, empty set, drops straight back, wants to throw, now pulls it down, and he is going to be sacked by Jared Kirksey. That is Kirksey's third sack of the night. That'll be a loss of four on the play.
Four receivers out, four receivers covered, nobody open. Still did the only thing he could do. Lost 5 yards in the process.
Well, actually, we call it a loss of three back to the 17-yard line. Second and 13, the clock is running at a minute and a half to go in this game. Still out of the shotgun, drops straight back, throws now. Has a wide receiver. This is going to be a first down on the far side of the field for the South Point Stallions, Rasek Miles.
Just ran an out pattern, went down about 15 yards, then stopped, went left. Nobody near him. Still did a good job of putting the ball right on target.
Ball out to the 36-yard line. Miles was able to get out of bounds. Clock stops at 1:19 to go. Four wide receivers on the field. Irvin is the running back. Steele's going to keep it on a zone read play, and he's only going to pick up about 2 yards.
I just think he's running that play too often. I mean, Irvin's a great runner. Give him a chance. Give him the ball. Clock keeps running. We're down to a minute five.
Gain of two, second and eight. Clock now at 1 minute to go in this game. Tied up at 35. Stallions trying to break the tie. Steele wants to throw, looking downfield. Now throws over the middle of the field. Incomplete. It was low and short and bounced in front of the feet of Isaac Ross. Be third down.
Could have been intercepted. A Daniel player got a hand on it. The receiver was open. That was a tough pass, tough play to make.
Clock stops at 52 seconds to go. We're tied at 35 between the South Point Stallions and the Daniel Lions. Just a terrific second-round playoff game tonight at District 3 South Stadium. Third and eight. Steele out of the shotgun. Drops straight back. Here comes the pressure. A little swing pass to Irvin. Irvin is not going to be able to break the grasp of the Lions. No gain on the play. It's going to be fourth and eight.
Boy, tough call. 40 seconds to go. Fourth down. You're certainly not. It looks like the punting team's coming out.
Well, now the Lions are going to stop the clock. Once they saw the punt team come out on the field, with 32 seconds to go. So the Lions are hoping to make something magic happen. The South Point Stallions offense unable to take. They got the ball with about a minute 50 left to go. Could not do anything with it. Got one first down.
And again, I'll give credit to the defensive line for Daniel. Still just not having much time to throw the ball, not able to plant his feet. And when they run the ball, it didn't do very well on that possession either.
And just no chance that you would even want to entertain going for it on a fourth and eight in your own territory.
No, not with Daniel's quarterback. Giving him the ball back there would be a really big mistake. Plus, they have a field goal kicker that can kick it from 40 yards, so they would only need to advance the ball about 25 yards.
Indeed. So, again, 32 clicks left on the clock. We are tied right now. The Lions are going to get one more opportunity with not a lot of time on the clock. This is going to be a big punt by sophomore Omega Blake. Hack Hamilton stands at his own 30-yard line. Lions are showing rush. Here they come. Not a very good punt by Blake. It goes off the side of his feet and out at the midfield stripe. So it's going to be a short field for the Lions.
Wow.
With 27 seconds left to go.
Pretty good rush on him, and he just didn't. I think he was distracted by the rush, not able to get his foot into that. Wow, if you're a South Point fan, you're really nervous because these guys, they're good. They've got a quarterback, knows what he's doing. They only need about 20 yards. Well, let's make it 25 yards to be in field goal range.
When, of course, Clay Moore, their kicker, got banged up on that last extra point attempt. So here we go, folks. 49-yard line for the Lions in South Point territory. 27 seconds to go. Tied at 35. Venables is going to run, trying to get the right edge like he did before. He is not going to be able to do it, and he slides down, and a penalty comes down, and they're going to call a late hit on the South Point Stallions.
Oh, wow. Well, the quarterback slid. The defender stopped. There was contact.
Well, it was more of a pile-up.
Yeah, that's wow. If I'm the head ref, I'd take that flag off. Wow. This will put them not in field goal range, but right at it. Wow.
Well, they're calling a targeting shot to the head. So what was a one-yard loss is now going to become a 14-yard, 15-yard gain that's going to take the ball down near the 35-yard line.
Wow.
Penalties have become literally the story of this game for the South Point Stallions.
I think we're up to about 14, and that was the most costly of them all. Now all they need with 18 seconds, 10 more yards, they're in field goal range. They've got a kicker that can do it if he's still healthy. Greg, you know, he's been limping, but wow.
So here we go, first and 10 from the 35-yard line, 18 seconds to go in this game. And now they wind the clock inside 15 seconds, down to 13. Venables drops straight back, looking for his wide receiver. He's going deep and almost picked off by the Stallions. Man, that was close by Deshaun Davis.
Wow. Well, if he could have called that game over, go overtime. Now we have one more shot, 7 seconds. That only thing to do left for the Lions is to throw this one in the end zone. He's got the arm to do it, Greg.
Indeed he does. The ball is just outside the 35-yard line. Stallions with 5 defensive backs on the field. 4 wide receivers and a running back for the Lions. Venable takes the snap, drops straight back. Looking. Now he's going to go for the end zone. He has a wide receiver out there. Oh. In and out of the hands of the Lions wide receiver, Hack Hamilton. He had beaten the South Point defenders to the end zone, but drops it. No time left on the clock. We've got extra for you here on this second round playoff night. We'll be right back. We're tied. We're going to overtime. South Point Stallions 35, Daniel Lions 35. You're listening to high school playoff football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, Rock Hill. We're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Get superior comfort and energy saves with a high-efficiency TempStar communicating home comfort system featuring the energy-managing Observer wall control.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. When it comes to residential and land purchases here in Rock Hill, my dad's a pretty smart guy. He's also very good at preparing wills, home equity, and estate planning.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Molly Augenstein and Marion Manheim.
The Y gives so much back to the community.
You'll have no idea what's going to happen to change your life for the better.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Mitsubishi Electric Systems can heat multiple rooms or just one room at a time with no ductwork, while cutting energy bills by up to 30% versus traditional HVAC. Plus, they offer superior allergen filtration.
Call AirTech, 327-7100.
Now, welcome back to District 3 South Stadium. We got an extra frame for you. We couldn't decide it in four, so we're going to go to overtime between the South Point Stallions and the Daniel Lions. This has been quite the game. We are tied at 35. It's been the second half was just as interesting as the first half. South Point Stallions had to come back to tie it up at 28. And the Lions, Mo, came back and tied it up at 28. And then Stallions go up 35-28. And then the Lions come right back down the field. I was going to say roaring down the field, but that would be a bad pun, to tie it up at 35. Stallions had one more opportunity on offense and couldn't do anything. So here we are at overtime.
Checking with the official in the booth. Each team will get the ball on the 10-yard line to have an opportunity to score. They can score with a touchdown or they can score with a field goal. But each team will have the opportunity. And if one scores, that's okay. The other team will still have their chance to score. And I think we do that two or three times and something changes. I'll find out what changes.
Then if you're kicking extra points, you have to go to a two-point conversion. So, yeah, good old Texas shootout or Oklahoma shootout, somebody shootout.
Greg, do you see an advantage for either team in that? I mean,
Well, again, based on what we've watched with offensive performance, now the Stallions put together a couple of decent drives, but Tyler Venables has been almost unstoppable for the Daniel Lions.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, we have the two centers for both teams coming out as captains to represent for the coin toss for this overtime. For the South Point Stallions, that's Jackson Chappell. And for the Daniel Lions, Dylan Shiflett. So center's supposed to be the smartest guys on the team, right?
Okay, I hope they are.
So you let them go out and handle the coin flip.
You'd rather be on defense, would think. The,
you want to be on defense
to
start. You want to see what the other team's going to do, and that dictates how aggressive you've got to be. And again, Mo, you've talked about the kicking game for the South Point Stallions. It's been okay. It has not been spectacular this year. And if it comes down to that, do you have the confidence to kick a field goal?
Well, from the 10-yard line, I think they're fine if it's from the middle of the field. If it's from an angle, I don't know. They are 90% from the extra points, and a 10-yard line is not much different than an extra point. So it may not come back to bite them as we predicted back in August.
Both of these teams, so indeed looks like the Stallions must have won the toss. The Lions will be on offense first. They're going to be moving right to left, and the Stallions will be on defense, which, again, as we talk, that's where you want to be. Puts you a little bit in the driver's seat. So we will head down to the 10-yard line, and the Lions will have the ball first, and they've been pretty daggone good in the red zone.
I would think the coaching staff for Daniel, Jeff Prusner, would be very comfortable with his quarterback in there controlling things. Heck, you just snap the ball back to him and let him run three times,
yep,
and you're probably going to get 10 yards. South Point has only stopped him a few times on that Wildcat-type run off the tackle.
Well, and in point-blank range, I don't think they've stopped the Lions inside that 10-yard line. So we are in our first frame of overtime here at D3 South. If you're just joining us, glad you're with us. If you've been with us all night, you've been hopefully enjoying a very entertaining game. So the Lions are going to be on offense for the first overtime possession. Again, moving right to left at the 10-yard line. Venables will work out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to
wow.
Billy Bruce right up the middle, and that's a touchdown. That was awfully easy. everybody was keying on Tyler Venables, and Billy Bruce took that ball over the right side and ran into the end zone almost untouched.
Pretty big hole there. Good job of blocking inside. Tie Point must have, I don't know if they had a blitz call, but their defense was not ready for that.
Well, so the first possession of the overtime didn't take long. One play. And now, again, the important extra points in the overtime frame. Clay Moore back out there on the field, was roughed up a couple of times. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is no... Oh, it's good!
Oh!
That thing bounced off the front left post and looked like it fell down, but the referee said it went through the back post. And Straight Heron is beside himself, because they really thought that that was no good. And from our vantage point, it's almost impossible to tell. It hit the left upright, shot straight down, and both referees looked at each other and put their hands up that it was good.
It's been quite a game. We've had a lot of penalties that have and big plays that have been influenced by the referees. Hey, they're out doing their best.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of the best referees, that's who you have when you get in the playoffs. So
here's the bottom line for the South Point Stallions. They have to answer. We'll get the ball at the 10-yard line. Lions were able to score on their very first play in overtime. They lead 42-35. Here comes Talik Steele and the South Point Stallions. Steele drops straight back, blitzed by the Lions. Steele has nowhere to go, now throws it in the end zone. Touchdown, South Point Stallions. Are you kidding me? On the first play of their overtime frame, Isaac Ross in the left corner of the end zone. And that time, Talik Steele did a great job tiptoeing, sliding in the pocket. Saw Ross crossing through the end zone, found him in the left corner. Touchdown. And now here comes Wyatt Grantham's opportunity to kick the extra point.
Wow. 90% of his extra points are good, but there's been none bigger than this. And it's not just a kicker. You've got a snapper and a holder. A lot of pressure on everybody.
So here it is. Point after attempt. Snap, the hold, the kick is up. And this one's right down the pipes, no doubt about that one. So we're going to a second overtime, and the Stallions will tee it up first, and the Lions will follow them. Goodness gracious, Mo. Can you handle it?
This is fun, Greg. I'm really enjoying this.
This is playoff football. You got to absolutely love it. I'm sorry. It's just, this is a lot of fun. So Billy Bruce takes it in on a single play for the Lions, and then Steele to Ross. They answer in one play. So we're now 42-42 and headed to overtime number two.
And South Point's defense is on the field, so I'm a little confused whether it's defense or offense.
Yeah, no, it should be.
Referees are coming over to explain, I think.
I believe it should be South Point's offense now. I'm not an official. I don't own a black and white striped shirt.
Well, the refs are huddling to talk about it. We'll see.
They've done a lot of that tonight. No, it'll be. I'm almost positive it'll be Stallions' offense on the field. It's cold.
It is, and the players have done well. Sometimes it's harder to catch a pass, and sometimes you have a lot of fumbles when it's cold. But only two turnovers tonight, both by Daniel. Everybody's done a good job of that.
Well, there was one fumble down here at the goal line.
And the
by the South Point Stallions.
I don't. Maybe they're giving everybody time to.
Well,
gather
we'll flip,
the breath
we'll,
here.
We'll flip into the field.
Okay,
so we'll flip into the field. The Stallions will be on offense, and the Lions will be on defense. So this one has gotten very interesting.
All right, your coach, Jason McManus, your offensive coordinator, Greg. That pass play worked pretty well. So what do you do this time? You try that again, or do you get Joe Irvin up the middle?
I still like number two. I like the big horse.
Yeah.
You know, when you're inside – you know, the 10-yard line like that, he's a tough guy to bring down. So
I agree. And that pass play would likely give you a better chance at a good run play, because they may be now the defense is, because of passing has not been effective at some point, the defense is just not respecting the pass. They're just rushing hard. They're blitzing.